following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. An early season bye week is come and gone, leaving head coach Bruce Lamb and his 2-0 Clay County Bulldogs well rested and ready for a sprint through the remainder of their regular season schedule. The Dogs' first action of September has them right here at home at John Peoples Field in the heart of Bulldog country, raring and ready for their home opener. Invading the Dog Pound tonight are a 1-2 team that are hungry for revenge. Head coach Shelby Waddell has brought his Cornersville Bulldogs on a 2-hour-and-45-minute northwestward commute from Marshall County, looking to avenge last year's 12-38 loss at the hands of the Black and Gold. We've got an old-fashioned slobber knocker in front of us tonight as these canine competitors get set for a grudge match.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bout of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show, and for the first time this year, we're here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, positioned high top Joe Neville Stadium, looking down now at John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the action as it transpires this evening. Joining me soon will be the Horizon Sports Network producer and Clay County Athletic Director, Rob Edwards. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man who's got Clay County covered for their local sports fix, the Horizon Sports Network analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
As always, Daniel, thank you for that kind introduction. No place like home. Good to be here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth for the first time this season, Daniel.
Yeah, I love a road trip, but there's nothing like coming home. And it's been, only the third game, but a month into the season and for the first time here at home.
Like I like to say, there's no place I'd rather be on a football Friday night than with you and Coach Edwards when he gets here. Never get a chance to tell you guys enough how much I appreciate what you do here for our listeners, the Horizon Sports Network, and the newspaper. So you're going to have to say and respond for Coach Edwards, too, but thank you, guys.
Well, we're both appreciative of it, and we're also appreciative of all the great comments that we still receive from listeners, from sponsors. We appreciate them, and they seem to appreciate us, too.
And, boy, we got a treat tonight. And what could be considered the first true test for this impressive Clay County Bulldog team against a squad thought of as a perennial Class A power, Daniel.
They are in the West. You know, we don't know a lot about Cornersville because they're in the western part of the state. However, this is a team that had back-to-back state runner-ups in 2017 and 2018. That's not been that long ago. I think they're a little down this year for them. However, as you said, Thomas, they're used to winning, so they want to continue that.
And tonight's the night for the Black and Gold Dogs to kind of prove they're also one of the best in this class this year. But, you know, there's one group, Daniel, that has nothing to prove. You've already talked about them, and that's our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. We say it every week, and we want to say it again. And, folks, if you're out there listening, please go do business with them. Mention it. Let them know you appreciate what they do to let us be on air here. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy of next week's paper for coverage of tonight's game. And if you haven't yet, grab yours this week. We've got a special section in there covering the entire sports slate that's going on in Clay County right now, Daniel.
It's a good-looking piece in addition to the paper. I've not had the chance to peruse all of it, but I glanced. It looks great.
Up next, as we do in every broadcast, we'll talk about what was in that newspaper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Cornersville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing the Dogs' most recent game. And we've got to go 2 weeks back to get that headline, because the Dogs had a bye week this week, and it said Dogs roll to 2-0. And the story talked about how the only thing that could slow down Clay County and their shutout of Clinton County, Kentucky, was a field lighting issue causing a lengthy delay early in the second quarter. As the Dogs scored on their first 8 offensive possessions prior to reserves playing the entire second half. Daniel, we talked about it on the broadcast and in the paper. It was a display of offensive efficiency, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly was, and it was all about the debut of senior star Alec Kerr after missing week one. He got things started early by running in the first Clay County touchdown from 3 yards out before senior Joseph Markham ripped off 3 straight scores on the ground, highlighted by an electric 85-yard jaunt to pay dirt. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms helped set up the other two by first finding Jimmy Burchett for a 35-yard hookup and then calling his own number for a 23-yard gain following the pause in play for darkness that you alluded to. Markham followed the Arms to Burchett connection with a 6-yard score before he kept the drive, aided by the senior signal caller's big run with a 4-yard rushing touchdown. The Stars of the night then alternated scores to send their team into the half ahead 47-0 after Levi Garrett and freshman Reese Adams combined to go 5-for-7 on extra point kicks. Kerr sprung loose for a 27-yard rushing touchdown, and Markham took an arm screen pass 44 yards into the end zone before the defending Region 4A Special Teams Player of the Year scampered 60 yards for one of his signature punt return scores. The Adams to Burchett highlight, that would be sophomore Nate Adams to Jimmy Burchett highlight, came on the second play of the third quarter, and a Garrett point after accounted for the final margin, all prior to Clay County's underclassmen gaining valuable experience down the stretch. Final score, Clay County 53, Clinton County none.
Domination on both sides of the ball, including by the Dog defense, who held Clinton County to a total of 72 yards in that game. And if I remember, Daniel, I think they just had 10 at halftime. So the majority of that came down the stretch when reserves were playing.
Mostly on one play.
That's right. I forgot about that. Clay County had amassed 388 total yards on 32 offensive plays, including 239 yards on the ground on 22 carries and 149 yards through the air on 6 of 10 passing by 3 different quarterbacks. Arms went 4-for-7 for 102 and a touchdown. Nate Adams was 1-for-1 for 39 yards and a touchdown. And his brother, freshman Nolan Adams, was 1-for-2 for 8 yards in the contest. Burchett was the leading receiver with 3 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. Markham caught 1 pass for 44 yards and a touchdown. Freshman Cole Eads had 1 catch for 8 yards. Nate Adams had 1-for-7. Garrett led the way defensively with 5 tackles. Sophomore Eli Burnett recorded 3. McElroy, Kerr, Hunter Kyle, John Hamilton, Hayden Adams, and Nolan Adams all had 2 tackles. Markham, Burchett, Arms, Juniors Weston Burwell, Austin Anderson, Logan Jennings, Parker Smith, Braden Allred, Nate Adams, and freshmen Waylon Cherry and Reese Adams all had 1 tackle apiece. I think we had 3 INTs in that game too, Daniel, so a lot of numbers in that one. Markham was the leading rusher. 5 carries, 108 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Arms carried 5 times for 54. Kerr, 3 for 40 and 2 TDs. Eads, 2 for 20. Cherry, 1 for 13. Nate Adams, 1 for 7. Nolan Adams, 4 for negative 3. And sophomore Worm Smith rounded out all those numbers with 1 carry for negative 3. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more, just like Daniel and I went through in your Del Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by the...
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for five consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11-24, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Cornersville Bulldogs have advanced to the playoffs in 11 different seasons, with their most recent advancement being last year and their initial appearance coming in 1972. They have a playoff record of 10-11, with their furthest advancement being the state championship game twice, where they finished as runners-up in both 2017 and 2018. These teams are meeting for only the second time in their histories, first meeting last year in 2021. The Black and Gold Bulldogs hold a 1-0 record in the series after last year's 38-12 win. We only have one game, but Thomas, several recorded statistical leaders. I'm going to share the lone defensive one. That was Hunter Kyle, who had a huge night down there. He recorded three quarterback sacks all in that game. The rest of it comes down to a huge night through the air. I'll let you share all five of those statistics.
Yeah, and it was a big factor in this game, too. I'm pretty sure it was freshman quarterback Nate Adams' first start, Daniel, after he filled in for now senior quarterback Keaton Arms, who was injured last season. He threw for 269 yards and three touchdowns in that contest, his debut contest. And receiving yardage, the bulk of that, 113 of it, went to Alec Kerr in that game. And receiving touchdowns, Grant Strong had two, threw it up to him in the back of the end zone. I'll never forget that call you made. He went up and got it, Daniel. And that was just a great game for Clay County and Clay County history. We went down and kind of shocked Cornersville. And Kerr also had an 89-yard touchdown reception from Adams in that one. So that was the record setters right there.
That was a big statistical night. For sure. Folks, that's been the first portion of About a Bulldog history. We'll be back after the break with a second helping.
Those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back. Tonight on About a Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 1937 team. This evening, we turn back the clock 65 years to 1957. 22-year-old Elvis Presley brought 22-year-old Elvis Presley bought Graceland. Leave It to Beaver premiered on CBS. Notre Dame defeated Oklahoma, ending the Sooners' 47-game win streak. And John Tiefels was in his third year as head coach of Salina High School football. A good year that they had back in 1957. The final record, we'll go through the schedule in a minute. They finished the season with a 3-2-2 record, so two ties that year. They scored on average 13.6 points a game, which is kind of low, but it's higher than they allowed. They allowed only 9.6 points a game, so a tough, stingy defense, always good, but on average through the course of the whole season, Thomas, you outscore your opponents week in and week out.
Yeah, that's a pretty good ratio, I'd say. On this team, it was made up of, you've got three freshmen there, Daniel, or is that just two?
It should be two, I'm sorry.
Carl Reese Napier, who's in the Hall of Fame, Mitchell Cunningham, also on that freshman squad. Sophomores, nine of them, Dr. Doug Young, Frank Boone, Hall of Famer Harold Ringow Watson, Hall of Famer Jerry Fox, Jerry Stevens, the late John Clark Donaldson, who's also in the Hall of Fame, Lionel Thompson, Mayfield Brown, and Raymond Davis. And then juniors here, we looks like we have about five of them, Douglas Pace, Hall of Famer Earl Davis, George Melton, Kyle Cherry, and Paul Douglas Barlow. And then the team was led by four seniors, Cecil Chin Anderson, Jack Butler, Jimmy Lynn, and Jimmy Smith. And, of course, you said the head coach, the legendary Hall of Famer, Coach John Tiefels, who the field's named after, and three managers, Charles Rich, Jackie Rich, and Wendell Hicks.
Thomas, so often is the case, usually when we go through these older teams, a lot of local legends here, names we all know. I'm impressed by that big group of nine sophomores. They likely, it's beyond my knowledge. Likely they were huge contributors and maybe the backbone of this team with only four seniors. Of course, Earl Davis, a junior running back. We all know about how great he was.
What jumps out at me is all the stars you have right there beside these, Daniel. I think we see seven Hall of Famers that were part of this team. I don't know that we've ever had that many on a team we've talked about.
Well, that's true. Maybe not even the 54 and 55 Tobacco Bowl teams. You're right. That's a good point. Of course, Chin Anderson getting in not only as a good player but as a contributor through all his chain gang and bus driving work over the years. Mr. Teeples is a coach, but you're right, Thomas. A lot of them represented in our local Hall of Fame. Let's take a quick walk through the season they had. They opened things up with a big 34-13 win against Jackson County to start the season off right, and then we see the first of two ties, Nemesis Livingston Academy. 2 weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago when we broadcast, the trivia question came from that game with Harold Ringow Watson running a 60-something yard sweep for Salina's lone touchdown in that 7-7 tie.
Then Yorkshire Institute came next, and it was another slim victory for Salina. They beat the Dragons 6-0 and then put it on DeKalb County 29-7, Daniel.
Then we see the first loss of the year. They go into their fifth game with a record of 3 wins, no losses, and 1 tie. They face a tough Monroe County, Kentucky team. Lost that one 0-14, giving them a 3-1-1 record before heading into the final two games. Another tie with Baxter, 13-13, and then they ended up losing the last game of the year, a close one to arch nemesis Gordonsville. The final score in that one, 6-13. To account for that final record of 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties, I don't know the reason why it was only a 7-game season. I've never researched that. Fortunately, some of these guys are still around here with a pretty sharp memory, so I'll have to ask sometime maybe why they only had 7 games on the slate that year.
That is interesting. If you look at that schedule and the scores, Daniel, you're talking just a handful of points from an undefeated season.
Right. This was a really good team, and before we move on and shut this part down, I'll mention Jackson County right now playing 3A ball, Livingston, 4A ball, York Institute, AA, DeKalb County, 4A, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, I think a AA team in the KHSSA up there. Baxter, a 4A school and a powerhouse, to be quite honest.
So and one single A team left on that schedule.
So that's definitely a different time and a different schedule for sure. We always want to show the cheerleaders from that season. In 1957, the fall of 57, that is, Earlene Webb, Jewelene Tinsley, Wanda Cross, Linda Donaldson, Linda Tiff Young, and I failed. I was going to call Aunt Linda Donaldson Hamilton now, grandmother of John Hamilton, the senior out on the field warming up right now, and ask who the last name of a cheerleader was, Jenny something. I didn't have the last name, but I failed to do that. Football queen in 1957, Vonda Thompson. Thomas, final thoughts?
One of the all-time greats in history, really. We've talked about the Hall of Famers, we've talked about the recognizable names, and we talked about the competition they played. They have to go down in history as one of the best.
Oh, no doubt about it. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1957 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 65th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' home opener with Cornersville, where Clay County will look to get to 3-0, playing here on John Teeples Field for the first time this season. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior tailback and linebacker Joseph Markham for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
We thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
And Joseph, appreciate you sitting down with us, too.
Appreciate you having me.
We got to go back 2 weeks to talk about the last game, Coach, a 53-0 shutout of Clinton County. Not a whole lot went wrong in that one, Coach, except for maybe the delay.
Yeah, the delay was something interesting for sure. I started to get a little scared because we were trying to signal plays in, and we couldn't signal them in because it was so dark. But, you know, it got fixed. I thought we improved a lot over a week's time, and usually that's when you see the most improvement from week one to week two. And the kids played great, had great effort the entire game, and we weren't perfect, but, you know, we got things going, and hopefully continue that tonight.
Coach talked about, the lighting delay, not a lightning delay like we're used to, Joseph, but I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that before. What was it like as a player to have a delay like that?
I mean, it was something else. I mean, that don't happen much, but, I mean, we came out good, though. We didn't slow down, none. We just kept continuing what we was doing and got our job done.
I agree with Joseph, Coach. It didn't affect you at all, really.
It didn't. It actually gave us a little time to sit and talk and get our minds corrected and get refocused. And the kids did great with it. And I've never seen anything. This is 29 years. I've never seen anything like that. But, it worked out for the good for us.
And your team looked sharp in that game. We talked about it, kind of hard contest to get up for, maybe, but on the broadcast, we called it efficient.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's the maturity of these guys, especially seniors' leadership, that they come out and they make sure everybody is ready to play. And, it's something that, I'm used to years I've had teams that have very vocal and say things that just out loud and just kind of get excited during the game, before the game. But, this team is quiet. It's kind of like the quiet before the storm, and that's the way I kind of look at it. But they get the job done, and the maturity of the team is excellent.
And a lot of that comes from this guy sitting right here beside you.
Absolutely.
Coach,
absolutely.
Joseph Markham, besides his leadership, he's something else. And he had it all on display that night.
Yes, sir, he did. And, you know, we plan to go into the season trying to give him at least 20 carries a game, and we can't. You know, we can't. we got to play a full game for us to do that. But, you know, the way he's running the ball right now and the way he's playing defense, I mean, you know, you can – you see a lot he does on offense, but the stuff he does on defense has been great. And leadership and maturity these guys have, I mean, especially him. And he's one of the main ones that goes up there and he gets everybody ready to play.
Joseph, second straight 100-yard game against Clinton County, four touchdowns, broke an 85-yarder that was just a sight to see. That had to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely fun. Four touchdowns, five carries, one reception. I mean, it was as best you could do, probably. I mean,
well, Coach talked about wanting to give you 20 a game, but, you know, if you take them all to the house, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, I mean, my line just opened up some holes for me, and, I mean, it's hard not to. When you got the open field, it's hard not to run it all the way.
Well, it sure was a joy to watch. We talked about the long runs, but, you know, Joseph, you're the workhorse now. There's times you're going to have to grind it out some. What's it been like taking on that running back one role this year?
It's been tough. It's going to get tougher, you know, but, I mean, I just got to get everything I got and just trust my line and run behind them.
And they've been doing a really good job for you, giving you some alleys, a lot of your classmates up front and some newcomers too. How have you kind of helped those newcomers come along up front?
I'd probably say Stone and Wavine them helped them more than I have. But, I mean, I try to, if they mess up, I try to help them out, you know, tell them, you know, just do your best, you know.
Right, right. Coach, would you want anybody else in that tailback position? Joseph Markham?
Absolutely not. And I've had some good tailbacks over the years, and he ranks right up there with the best of them. And to watch him, the things he can do, he's extremely athletic. He's fast. He's strong. Got great balance. You know, he does an amazing job. And just to give him the ball and let him go, let him be a running back. And that's what we try to tell the offensive line every day. You know, of course, I use the term, we pay him. We pay him to be a running back,
right.
You know, and to read their blocks. And so, you know, we tell the offense line just to turn their body, open up the hole for him. I promise you he'll hit it, and he does. And he hits it hard, and you know, it's a tough guy to bring down. And just been a great – it's a great situation to come in here and have a running back like Joseph Markham.
No doubt. Joseph, you mentioned Stone and Levi and all your classmates. Nine seniors strong, and you guys have a chance to go down as one of the best groups of seniors to ever play here. We know about the talent of you guys, but where does that will to win come from?
I mean, we just been playing together since we was real little, probably like 6 years old, and we just got that chemistry, and we just want to win ever since we was little.
And, Coach, you're going to need Joseph, all the seniors we just talked about, and everybody else tonight against a program that's been known kind of as a perennial Class A power in the last decade or so. What challenges does Cornersville bring into Salina tonight?
Well, they got a really good power game. They'll come out sometimes and tight end and have power backs, three backs in the backfield, and they got a kid who they talk about as a Mr. Football candidate and Benjamin Franklin at tailback, a big kid, runs hard. He goes north and south. You know, it's hard to bring him down from what I've watched on film. If we can get him going east and west, that'll help us a little bit. But, you know, they're physical up front. They do a really good job on defense. Their guys, especially their ends on defense and the defensive line, do a great job. You know, it's going to be tough. This is going to be our toughest challenge of the year for sure. But, you know, I hope our kids, we've had a good week of practice, and I hope they're ready to play.
Joseph, you guys, we haven't mentioned it yet, but you're coming off a bye week. Will there be any rust to shake off tonight, or did that just kind of give you more time to prepare for this other Bulldog team?
I think it just kind of gave us some time to prepare. You know, it's our toughest competitor yet, and we had couple people banged up, like Alec and some other people, but I believe we're all healthy and we're ready to go now.
Coach, you kind of touched on most of it, but in your opinion, what's the number one key tonight to staying unbeaten against, you mentioned this too, could be considered your team's first real test of the season?
I think it's execution. You know, we got to go out there and execute the game plan offensively and defensively. Special teams is big. They got a couple of kids who can good returners. You know, we got to go down and make the plays. You know, we just got to execute, and we got to play football. We got to play like we've played, you know, the first two games, and maybe even better. And I think if we do that, I think we're going to be fine. These kids, I can't say enough about them. You know, they work hard every day, and I love to watch the way they play on Friday nights when they come out and just they lay it on the line. And I think they'll do it again tonight, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
We are too. Joseph, one more thing. You know, we went down there last year and kind of surprised Cornersville. Maybe embarrassed them a little bit on their home field. They're going to be ready coming in here tonight. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm ready for a good challenge and just show everybody what Clay County football is.
Sounds good. Appreciate you sitting down with us, Joseph.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Coach, same to you.
Thank
good
you.
Luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
This is Ben, Inside the Locker Room, with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for How They Fare. Brought to you from by Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton.
I guess I'm on.
You're on, brother.
All right.
Coach is here with us. Didn't get to introduce him earlier, but glad to have you, Coach.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be back. Another football season with you guys. Always a lot of fun. How they fared last week? Jackson County got a win, 7-2 over Sale Creek. They improved to 1-2 on the season. Tonight they are at Sequatchie County.
Yeah, first win for Coach Loftus. I'm sure that was pretty nice just to get the stink off and move forward there. You know, we talked about Jackson County when we played them. They've got some talent. You know, maybe they can get kind of rolling a little bit here in midseason.
Yeah. Clinton County, Kentucky, fell to 0-3 after being shut out by McCreary Central 50-0. Tonight they host Adair County. These Cornersville Bulldogs improved to 1-2, got their first win of the year last week, 24-0 over Huntland. Joe Burns improved to 1-2 with a 38-7 win over Red Bull and Springs. Tonight they play the 0-3 Fighting Irish of Houston County. So I expect they'll probably come in here 2-2 next week.
Yeah, kind of hard to get a gauge on Joe Burns so far this season, in my opinion. I feel like they could pose a challenge. And if you look back last year, you know, we didn't just blow them out, Daniel.
No, we didn't. We know they're well coached. I heard something about them that struck me as curious, though. Heard they were having some discipline issues. So the longest tenured head coach in single-A football, you just don't think of that when you think of them. So I know he's not lost his touch.
Westmoreland High School shut out Watertown Purple Tigers 20-0 to improve to 2-1 on the year. Tonight they host the Owls of Smith County.
Big win for the Eagles right there. You know, Watertown's got a pretty good team this year. We know they're going to be a challenge when they come in here to John Tibbles Field.
Yeah, well, we're going
to go there.
Yeah, we'll go to Westmoreland, and you're right. That's a big one. It's a big one.
Red Bull and Springs, after that loss to Joe Burns, fell to 1-2. Tonight they are traveling 205 miles.
Wow.
Play the Cosby Eagles.
Road trip.
I think we talked about that one last year, guys. You know, those two teams both kind of been down on their luck for a while. Cosby made the trip last year. I think they're traveling to try to get a win.
Yeah, Red Bull only won that game last year. I think Cosby's a little better. Be interesting to see how that one turns out. Scott Highlanders fell to 0-2 after a 42-30 loss to South Doyle. Tonight they play the 0-3 Austin East Roadrunners. So somebody's going to get their first win of the season.
Yeah, Coach Harris looking for his first win as a head coach up there, guys. I know you said that I think it was the first half against Cofield. They had a pretty good shot at it. It ended up something went wrong and got handed to them pretty good. So wishing him best of luck tonight.
Absolutely rooting for him.
Grundy County fell to 0-3 after a 51-20 loss to Giles County. Tonight they are at Bledsoe. York Institute took it to Monterey 34-20, and it really wasn't that close of a game if you listen to it. I listened to part of it there. Daniel here sent me the link or told me where to listen, but York 2-1 and on the uptick seems to be. Tonight they host Livingston Academy.
Yeah, Monterey were favorites in that game, supposedly. Not how it turned out.
Right. The Tigers of Gordonsville improved to 1-2, got their first win 41-7 over Oliver Springs. Tonight they are at Eagleville, also 1-2. Last week, Clay County's opponents were Clay County's opponents are 9-20 overall.
Pretty rough opening for the opponents of Clay County.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I think a few of these teams are going to improve as the season goes along, and we'll see that trickle up a little bit. Some games we're going to pick here on the Pick'ems tonight. We'll start with Fayetteville Tigers, who are 3-0, at the Upperman Bees, who are also 3-0. Last year was a
Fayetteville won that
one score game, maybe last year at Fayetteville, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I haven't got any love for your alma mater, Coach. I'm sorry, but I am going to pick them. I think Upperman is on the rise. They went to the 4A semifinals last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Got everybody back, just about.
Yeah, I've got to go with Upperman, just because both teams are good. One's a single A team, one's a 4A team.
Yeah, and I think Upperman learned something last year. You know, they've seen Fayetteville now, and that's probably all they need is being able to game plan for them. I think Fayetteville returns quite a few players. They've got virtually the same team, so I got to go with the Bees, too. At home.
Well, you guys have a little more faith in my alma mater than I do. I just think Fayetteville's going to travel and win the game. I don't know how good Upperman is. I'm not going to say they're overrated, but I just think Fayetteville is better team, and they have some dogs on
that
team. They
do. They've got they got like a 6'7" quarterback that's moved in there too. So
impressive.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
Gordy at Eagleville, both teams 1-2.
I'm going to go with Gordonsville in this game. I think they're going to improve. I hadn't heard an injury report 2 weeks ago. They had like 9 guys out.
Yeah.
Bound to have, you know, some of those guys back healthy. I'll go Gordonsville.
I will too. I'll go Tigers in that one. I think even traveling, I think they're a little better than Eagleville. Thomas having a hard time here.
I don't know about Eagleville. They're playing at home, right?
They are. It's at Eagleville.
I think people think they're pretty good down there, but you guys think the Tigers are healthy this time, right?
I'm assuming. We have no inside information. We have been accused.
I'm trying to pick up a game right here.
Okay.
Eagleville at home.
Eagleville at home, Tom said. The Hootenails of Smith County at Westmoreland.
Sure.
I'm just going to take the Eagles. I don't know. Picked against them last week, and I just think they're improving. I'm going to go with them at home, Westmoreland.
What did Smith County do last week? I know DeKalb.
Smith DeKalb.
I'm going
Smith
with the
won.
Owls.
Smith won last week.
I'm going with the Owls. I think they're on the uptick. We talked about them. Knocked off Gordonsville in the opener. Played DeKalb pretty close. Westmoreland coming off of. I'm going with the Owls.
I forgot we were picking this one.
He wants to come back to you.
No, this one, I don't want to talk it to death or think it to death. I think both teams are really good.
Well, we're having trouble tonight.
Non-region game, Westmoreland's 2A, Smith 3. I've got to go Westmoreland.
All right. Last one. 3-0 Stone Memorial at 2-1 Monterey.
Stone
on the road.
Well, Stone's opponents are 0-9 on the season.
They are.
Monterey's 2-1, coming off a loss, playing at home. Good coach. I may regret it, but I'm going to go Monterey.
Good games tonight, guys.
Dandies.
We're having trouble picking them.
They were tough. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 15 minutes from kickoff here. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it is time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where Thomas lets us in on his thoughts on how the Dogs can get to 3-0. Thomas, offense.
Well, you know, we saw this Clay County offense clicking on all cylinders the last time out, and we know all about their weapons. They're going to need that again tonight, but to me, I think here against Cornersville, it starts up front. Tonight's about Stone Lynn, Levi Garrett, Hunter Kyle, Wyatt Browning, Hayden McGee, and even tight end John Hamilton, Daniel. Those guys have to win at the line of scrimmage, and I think they will, because, you know, when they do, look out. We might have a few guys that could get loose.
You've got no, you're absolutely right. We talk all about the skill players, but it's all about those five. They get it done week in, week out. Got to do it tonight. What about defense?
Well, we talk about them all the time, how this Dog defense is a team strength, and they're going to be challenged tonight because, you know, Cornerville's going to try to pound them. They're going to try to batter them with this power run game, Daniel. And, you know, it's not something we've seen a lot of, but I know they've got it in them. Clay County's going to show how tough they are tonight. And I think you're fixing to find out. We've got some of the toughest guys around.
Oh, no doubt about it. Cornersville's fixing to get a full dose of them. What about that overall key?
Well, getting the Cornersville offense uncomfortable to me is what matters most, Daniel. They want to control the ball with a run game, but it's hard to do that if you're playing from behind. So a big play, a quick strike or two from the Dogs, and I think they'll put them on their heels and take them out of their game. Clay County needs to put up points on the board early, and we've got the guys to do it. We know that. These Black and Gold Dogs, they're looking forward to this challenge. We heard Joseph Markham say it right there at the end of the interview. He says, I'm ready for a good challenge, and I'm ready to show everybody about what Clay County football is, Daniel, and that's what the Dogs are made of, and that's what they're going to do tonight.
Couldn't agree more. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently in Salina, 77 degrees. At halftime, around 75. By game's end, 73 degrees. It is moist out, 75% humidity. No precipitation has fallen today. There is a slim 15% chance throughout the contest. A 1 mile per hour wind blowing out of the northeast. A good rating of 47 on the air quality index. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, drawing ever closer to kickoff, about 2:20 left and ticking down on this pregame clock. We're going to go ahead and do the full coverage final word here on the Carquest pregame show, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does.
Well, Daniel, Tom, I think coming off the bye week, you know, we might see a little bit of rust there offensively, but I think they'll work it out early. I expect this game to be pretty close, at least through halftime. I think the Dogs, the Clay County Bulldogs' depth in the second half will get to Cornersville. Look for us to pull away there late in third, early fourth quarter, win this thing like we should. This will be the best team we've played so far, without a doubt. So looking forward to a good game.
There you have it, folks. That has been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Song Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Ensign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Captains just got done meeting out at midfield. Clay County won the toss and deferred Cornersville, electing to receive. So it will be Clay County kicking off to start the contest. Both teams retreat to off to our right to the back of the end zone, preparing to run out. Home opener hit John Teeblesfield tonight. Already a good crowd assembled. A lot of folks ringing around the track and assembled here in Joe Neal Stadium in the bleachers below us. Clay County, the home team tonight. They're wearing their all-black get-up tonight, Thomas Black helmets, black jerseys, black pants. A bit of a black-up for them. I think it looks great. Got gold numerals on those jerseys. The home team comes out first. Here they come. The local fans welcome them onto the field. Now Cornersville walking through their banner. Had trouble ripping through it, but they made it through. They're the visiting team tonight. They wear their white jerseys, red numerals on those jerseys, red helmets, a white C on the side. Got a good matchup here. Clay County and Cornersville meeting for only the second time in the series history. Last year, the first time they met down at Cornersville, Clay County winners, I think 38-12, the final score in that one. That one opened the state of Tennessee's eyes to this Clay County Bulldog team, Thomas, last year. And since that time, they've done nothing but improve. So no surprise for Cornersville. They know they've got a tough one in front of them.
That's right. Clay County went down there, and we talked about it when it happened. Made a statement, Daniel, and said, hey, you know, we're here. We want to show the rest of the state that we're going to be one of the powers here in Class A. Now it's time for these Clay County Bulldogs to prove it by winning here tonight and making a march this season, Daniel.
Clay County going to be kicking off left to right from our vantage point. Levi Garrett going to do the honors. Just as soon as the kickoff ends, we'll run through the State Farm starting defensive lineup that's brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Before that, though, the kickoff. Garrett's got it teed up close to the right hash, right out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Whistles blow. This one goes live. Garrett approaches, puts a foot to it. Going to be a low line drive kick. Hits around the 30, picked up by Cornersville Bulldog. Here he comes back up to the 30, 35, where he's brought down by a host of dogs. I see number 50-something was in there on top of that, Thomas. I'm going to go ahead and bring those defensive starters. Nose guard, Ricardo McElroy. Defensive tackles, John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, Levi Garrett and Austin Anderson. Outside linebackers, Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Weston Burble. And the two high safeties, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. The State Farm starting defensive lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Cornersville taking over at their own 35-yard line. A 65-yard field in front of them. Quarterback's under center, hands off to Franklin, who's off left side, nothing doing.
Levi Garrett stuffing it up, Daniel, right on the first play. He made the tackle on the kickoff, and he's made his second straight stop already tonight.
Cornersville with their second play coming. They ruled that one no gain, so tackle of the normal variety for Levi rather than a tackle for loss. And it wasn't just Garrett. About five other black jerseys joining him there. Second and 10 now. Cornersville going to play it slow. They break up an approach. Looks like they're using a double wing set, a wide out to either side, a wing back to either side, and a fullback behind the quarterback who's under center. Toss sweep right side, fullback has it, going to be brought down, no doubt about it. This time it is a tackle for loss, Joseph. And it looks like Alec Kerr joined in by Joseph Markham.
Yeah, Daniel, we saw Austin Anderson also coming in on the run blitz on that one, Daniel. Coach D dialing up the pressure early. He almost got him from the backside, and Joseph Markham met him for the tackle for loss.
Mason Callahan, the ball carrier for Cornersville, a senior. Loss of five, third and 15 now with the ball resting at the Cornersville 30-yard line. 10:40 and ticking first quarter, 0-0 the score. Passing situation for the Cornersville Bulldogs. Perhaps they'll go to the iron. They've got two wideouts to either side. Quarterback Callahan drops back into the shotgun. Has time to throw. Releases downfield. It's going to hit the ground and skip to the receiver. Incomplete. So at the 10:22 mark, it's going to be 4th and 15. And Alec Kerr going to drop back to receive a Cornersville punt.
Daniel, perfect start for the Clay County defense, and it's all due to this senior class, Levi Garrett and Joseph Markham, setting the tone for this ball game. We called them out, said that's what we're going to have to see, some tough play from those linebackers and that Bulldog front, and that's what you're getting so far.
Punts away, a high short boomer. Kerr not going to have a chance to return this one. It hits around midfield, bounces laterally. Cornersville's going to down it, so Clay County going to take over 1st and 10 with great field position. It is in the Clay County portion of the field, but it sits 2 yards from midfield at the 48. 10-12 on this first quarter clock. 0-0 the score as Clay County gets their first offensive possession of the contest with a 52-yard field in front of them. Dogs in the huddle. Now they break. We'll bring you those offensive starters when we have the chance. Senior quarterback Heaton Arms in the gun. Markham behind him. Two wide left, one to the right. Markham now shifts to the left hip of Keaton. Here's the snap. Roll out left. Keaton with time. Looks to throw. Could run if he wants to. He chooses to do so. Gets brought down after picking up 2 yards. I believe they'll spot him at midfield. We'll have to wait for the official spot. State Farm starting offensive lineup. The line up front, left to right. Junior Hayden McGee, senior Levi Garrett, senior Stone Lynn, senior Hunter Kyle, and junior White Browning. The receivers, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, and Nate Adams, the tight end, John Hamilton, the running back, Joseph Markham, and the quarterback, Keaton Arms. State Farm starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Dogs with it after what we'll call, Thomas, a pickup of 1 by Arms on 1st and 10, making it 2nd and 9 now. Burchett and Kerr split to the right, Adams to the left. Arms in the gun, quarterback keeper, all run this time. He's around right side across midfield, runs hard, stiff arm, 45-40, still on his feet and run out of bounds. Keaton looking healthy there, has the first down yardage. The chains are going to move. So on 2nd and 9, the big quarterback advances his team into Cornersville territory.
Yeah, great blocking out here on the edge by the wideouts. I think that was Jimmy Burchett and the tight end, John Hamilton. And then you saw Markham, the lead back, turn around and pick off a Cornersville Bulldog to kind of spring Arms. And, you know, we talk about his physicality and his size, Daniel, but Arms is fleet of foot, too.
Yes, 11-yard pickup for Arms. The ball's now at the Cornersville 40-yard line, 1st and 10. Arms in the gun. Nate Adams split to the left. Markham in the left hip. Kerr in motion behind. Option play. Kerr with it in space. Cuts north and south. Against the grain. Makes 2 men miss. He's finally brought down. Only after picking up 15 yards, though, he carries it down to the Cornersville 25-yard line, where it's going to be a Clay County 1st and 10.
Nice to see Alec Kerr in the open field right there. Great read by Arms. The end took him. The pitch got it to Kerr early. We know what he can do in the open field with the ball, Daniel.
Dogs driving left to right. They have Russell Richardson Doghouse in front of them. That's the way they're heading. Arms with it. He's in the gun. 1st and 10. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. Gets his first carry. Joseph in turn.
Right.
Oh, he's going to go to the end zone, maybe. Can he break it? He does. Joseph Markham with a stiff arm across the goal line and in 4-6. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 8:37 mark, first quarter. 6-0, black and gold.
I think Clay County's come to play, Daniel. You saw a 3-and-out from the Clay County defense, and then you saw perfection from the Clay County offense right there. We got 4 plays. 52 yards, and it's 6-0.
Fireworks being shot off to our left here for the touchdown. First time in all my years I remember it. Clay County Muddle Huddle. Option play. Kerr with it in for 2 on the conversion. A bit of trickery there. A nice wrinkle from Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard with the offense. And it's 8-0 early. 8:37 mark, first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County now leads 8-0 with 8:37 left in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Dogs just completed a 52-yard drive on four plays in about 2 minutes, and the drive got started with a Keaton Arms run for 11. Alec Kerr ran for 15, and then Joseph Markham capped it with a 25-yard rushing touchdown. And then Kerr ran in the two-pointer for your score of 8-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Levi Garrett records the tackle on the kickoff. Pinning Cornersville at their own 30-yard line, a 70-yard field in front of them. Hand off to the fullback, Callahan, and he goes nowhere. I see Ricardo McElroy involved on the stop from his nose guard position. A pickup of one for Callahan. Other dogs were there, but definitely McElroy returning from the scene of the crime there on the tackle. Second nine for Cornersville. 8:05 and ticking first quarter. Clay County up 8-9. Cornersville breaks, approaches the line. Quarterback Blaine Woodard, a junior, going to go under center. Callahan, the fullback behind him. Franklin at right wing. He's in motion. Hand off to the big junior running back. He's going to be brought down. This time, number 71, Parker Smith, joining the fray from his reserve defensive tackle spot. Going to be third and around mid-range for Cornersville. We'll have to check the spot. They set it at the Cornersville 34, where it's going to be third and six.
Yeah, great job by Alec Kerr right there, Daniel, coming up on the run. Kind of slowed the back down, and then Smith coming through and making the stop from the backside tackle position.
The dog defense forced a three and out for Cornersville on their first possession. Perhaps could be the same thing again here. Third and six. Cornersville sitting at their own 34. Woodard's under center. Gives off to Callahan. He's hit. Nice form tackle being made, but hard run by Callahan. He's brought down just short of the sticks. It should be fourth and around a foot when they spot this football, depending on where the official chooses to place it. If he puts the nose at the 40 and they say he got it, they move the sticks without even a measurement, and they do set it right at the 40. So Callahan, running hard through two or three different dogs, picks up the first down.
Yeah, this is like a little inside trout, Daniel, that ended up coming off tackle. Levi Garrett there again on the stop. He's got four tackles already, and we're just halfway through this first quarter, Daniel.
Garrett, known for his outstanding defensive aggression, played up front during his younger years, transitioned to linebacker some last year, and he's looking great there. First and 10, Cornersville, from their own 40. Woodard under center, handoff to Callahan, runs into the heart of the dog defense, manages to gain about three, where it's going to be a second and seven.
That's McElroy in there again, stopping it up, I think, Daniel. No, it wasn't. It was Kerr coming up and making the stop.
McElroy was involved, but you're right, Thomas. Kerr, from his safety spot, we know how aggressive he is. He comes up and helps there at the line of scrimmage. Still a good game by Callahan. 5:55 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 8-9. Cornersville, a methodical pace, Coach Edwards, so far.
I think that has to be the game plan coming in. Keep Clay County's offense off the field. Too many weapons.
I agree. Give off to Callahan on the jet sweep around the right side. Dog defense suffocates it, though, laterally. It's on the far sideline away from us. 10 black jerseys come away from the football. No idea who made the stop. You've got to think that left side cornerback Nate Adams had to be involved, possibly defensive tackle John Hamilton, who's playing that side as well, Thomas.
Yeah, I think Hamilton did a good job of stringing that one out right there, Daniel. We'll credit him.
Going to be third and what I'll call seven. Sixth play of this Cornersville drive coming. Quarterback Woodard going to go under center. Fullback behind him, a wing to either side, along with a wideout to either side. Woodard to pass. Out route, incomplete. Good coverage by sophomore Nate Adams there. And the ball from Woodard just a little high. So fourth and seven. Punting situation for Cornersville. We again see Kerr drop back. He did not have an opportunity to return the initial punt of the contest. Perhaps he will this time. If Cornersville has watched film, though, Thomas, they may keep it away from him.
Yeah, I'm not kicking it to him if I any way around it, Daniel.
Fourth and seven. Cornersville with it at their own 43. Long snaps there. Kicks away. Kerr going to come up, let it bounce. Alec going to stay away from it. It rolls deeper into Bulldog territory this time. Clay County going to take over for their second offensive possession of the night at their own 29-yard line. So they'll have a 71-yard field to drive in front of them, 4:43 mark of this first quarter. As the black and gold Bulldogs take over, they do lead 8-9, try to extend here on this drive, hopefully go up by two possessions.
And we saw all, we saw three of the stars. I saw, started to say all the stars on that first Clay County drive that covered 52 yards and was just, we talked about efficiency, in the last outing, Daniel. They carried it over in that first drive. Let's see if they can do it again.
Dogs break huddle. Keaton in the gun. Markham in his left hip. Toss sweep to Joseph. Left side. Here Markham comes. 30, 35, 40. Spins. Brought down. First down though. That's what you get with Markham. We've talked a lot about it. He has power. He has speed. He has elusiveness. He's just a total package, Thomas. So we saw a nice spin move out of him there. I remember his older brother, Jared, used to pull that one out of his toolbox every now and then. And Joseph, he's got a pretty deep toolbox as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. And that was a little wrinkle we haven't seen, the quick pitch sweep to the outside right there. I kind of like that. Got Joseph in space.
Pick up a 12 for Joseph, actually 13. Ball being snapped from the 42. Hand up to Markham again. Runs hard into the heart of that Cornersville defense behind left guard. Picks up a couple. I believe they'll spot him down at the Clay County 45. No, they're going to give him the 44. So a gain of two for Joseph. Making it second and eight. Third play of this dog drive coming. New offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard and this team have gelled, no doubt, as they've got into the season, a learning process for him, getting to learn them, and vice versa for them getting to learn him. Thomas' offense looks good so far tonight.
Yeah,
Arms option play right side. Is he going to keep it? He does. Turns up field, crosses midfield, or gets right at the 50 where he's brought down. Keaton with a hard run there. Going to be third and short, though. Third and around two as the ball sets on the right hash directly at midfield. 3:40 and ticking first quarter.
Short.
Playbook's open to you here, Thomas.
Yeah, it is. Short yardage on third down. You know, I don't see how you go away from this power game. The offensive line's doing a great job so far, creating alleys and getting a push. Let's see if we don't see just Markham straight up the gut.
Merging Kerr right. Adam split left. Arms in the gun. Kerr in motion. Jet sweep to Alec. No, quarterback power. Keaton with it. Gets the first down into Cornersville territory. Nice fake mesh up there with Kerr. The linebackers trailed after the jet sweep, created a hole there. Keaton moving the sticks there, big first down.
We've seen Keaton Arms make great decisions this year, Daniel. The maturity is really showing with Arms at the helm of this Bulldog offense. And that was just another great read right there. Pulled it out of Kerr's gut and got downhill and picked up the first down.
Fifth play of this possession coming. Ball sits in Cornersville territory at the 47. Here's the snap. And up to Markham. No. Arms again. He could go here, folks. 40, 35, 40. Keaton Arms to the 20, 15. Can they stop him? They do. Around the 1 or 2 yard line. Ooh. A great effort from a Cornersville Bulldog to bring down the big-bodied quarterback. But Keaton Arms, he bellied up again with Joseph Markham. Pulled it out of Markham's gut. Kept it off right side. It was him against two Cornersville defenders. He knocks one of them to the ground. The other one gets him by the ankles, though. Keaton runs it down to what appears to be the 3-yard line where it's going to be first and goal.
Yeah, we just talked about it on the last drive, Daniel. The speed that Arms has for his size to pull away from a guy down the sideline right there is just exceptional.
I look for Arms to keep again here. First and goal from the 3. Keaton in the gun. Here's the snap. Bellies up with Markham. Gives off to Joseph. Joseph into the end zone. Another touchdown for Clay County. Markham runs it down. Arms runs it down. Markham finishes off 14-0, 2:14 mark. And the Bulldogs of Clay County looking good.
Yeah, Daniel, we haven't seen a misstep out of this Clay County offense in a long time. We saw it at in their last outing. They were so efficient, just clicking on every play, and we've seen it so far here tonight on both drives.
Muddle Huddle said again for Clay County. Adams going to have the quarterback keeper, and he is into the end zone for the 2 points. So what we're doing there, John Hamilton splits wide to the right bane self. We've got Nate Adams as the quarterback on that set with snapper Stoneland and one other guy. That's going to leave, what, seven? Seven other Bulldogs who go to the left hash over towards the numbers and get that Muddle Huddle set. That's a new wrinkle this week. Both times it's worked. Clay County 16, Cornersville 9, 2:14 mark.
Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina here at John Teeples Field, where Clay County now leads 16-0 with 2:14 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 71-yard drive on six plays, and they got the drive started with a 13-yard run from Joseph Markham, and Keaton Arms burst ahead with three straight runs that covered almost 50 yards, and then Markham capped it off for his second touchdown of the night from 3 yards out with a Nate Adams two-point conversion to make it 16-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Squib kick from Garrett on the kickoff. Alec Kerr, like a bullet shot out of a gun, comes downfield, makes the solo tackle. Pins Cornersville somewhere around their own 35-yard line. We'll have to check the official spot. So the third offensive possession for Cornersville tonight. So far, they have no points to show for it. Only one first down converted. They talked a lot about the big running back. Last name's, well, yeah, Ben Franklin. That's right. Only one carry, I believe, to this point for Franklin. Coach Edwards?
One carry for him. 9 plays for 7 yards so far.
Over
two
in Franklin there. Was the one that picked up the first down on that one carry he's gotten.
Cornersville with it, 1st and 10. A handoff inside to Callahan on the fullback dive. Pickup of around 1 or 2. We'll have to watch the down marker across the way as Thomas watches for the dog tackler.
The senior Hunter Kyle underneath that pile, Daniel.
His first stop of the night. 2nd and 8 now for Cornersville after they pick up 2 on 1st down. First quarter about over here, 1:45 left. Been all back in Gold Dog, 16-0 right now.
And we talked about them trying to make a statement here tonight. Well, they've done it early, Daniel. Needed to get up on Cornersville to take them out of their ball control offense and make them throw the ball. We've seen them do it a couple times on 3rd down. Been unsuccessful.
Power eye set now. Going to hand off to Franklin out of that power eye set. He gets across the 40 up to the 42. Going to be Weston Birdwell making the stop that time. From his cornerback position. Sets up Cornersville in a pretty manageable 3rd and 4. They have struggled, though, offensively, as we mentioned so far, and it's not that Cornersville is a bad football team on that side of the ball. They're pretty sound in what they do over there. It's just this dog defense is so aggressive and so quick.
And they've come to play, Daniel. We've seen the senior leadership step up early. Garrett setting the tone, making special teams tackles on the kickoffs. They've risen to the challenge so far tonight.
Cornersville stays in the power eye, handoff to a fullback. It was not Callahan or Franklin. Not sure who the ball carrier was. He was stopped. Oh, they're going to move those sticks. Ball now rest at the 46. I failed to write down where this drive started. Coach Edwards, where did Cornersville start? Their own what?
It's a pop quiz, Daniel. I'm going to fail it. I don't know.
Well, you kept up with their yardage, so I thought maybe you jotted that kind of thing down. I think they started at their own 36. Now it's at their 46. We've gained right at 10 yards so far.
I'm going to say, it's just a 10-yard gain. They barely got the first down, so it had to be 10 yards back.
Toss sweep to Frank on the left side. Now the power, I see it. He's going to pick up a few yards. Penalty flags come out, though. Franklin sure is running hard. I'd like to have size on him. I'm going to wager he's somewhere around 6'3", probably 210 pounds, a great-looking athlete. It took four or five black jerseys to bring him down. A holding penalty, though, going to take away the positive yardage that he earned.
Well, the only reason he didn't get tackled for loss by Keaton Arms in the backfield right there was that flag, Daniel. Arms read that one perfectly, had a beat on him, and got tackled in the backfield.
Fourth play of this Cornersville drive coming. 10 seconds left on this first quarter clock. Clay County up 16-9. The ball is retreated to the Cornersville 34, where they're going to have it first and probably a little over 20, because as you mentioned, Thomas, that hold took place in the backfield at the spot of the foul penalty. I'm going to say it's first and around 22. They run the clock. First quarter ends. A great opening so far. Here at John Peoples Field, it's Clay County 16, Cornersville 9 at the end of one.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
When it comes
back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, third game of this 2022 season, and it's off to a great start. Clay County 16, Cornersville 9. Clay County, after blasting through the first two games of the season, Thomas against Jackson County and Clinton County, Kentucky, getting a team in here tonight that we thought would offer some pretty good competition. So far, Clay County looks just as good as they have at any point.
Yeah, they have, Daniel, but I think it's about Clay County. The way they've started this game here tonight and the attitude they've come in with, I really believe they took this one as a challenge, and you're seeing the results of it.
First and 22 for Cornersville. They snap from their own 34-yard line. They stay in this power eye set. Woodard under center. Junior quarterback hands off to a fullback, Callahan. He's got a hole. Picks up around 6 to 7 yards. But it was first and 22, guys. So that's going to leave them in second and around 15.
I think it was Jimmy Burchett, the senior, coming up and making his first stop of the night, Daniel. And that was kind of the first crease we've seen against this Clay County front. Here, Daniel, Cornersville got a little push on that one, and a pretty good game.
Well, if you recall back to last year in the second quarter, Cornersville got into a heavy set. I don't think it was a power eye, but something similar. And that's when they had some success against Clay County. They were trailing, though. I think they felt that was too slow of a strategy to try to cut the deficit, and they got out of it. But so far, so good for the Cornersville Bulldogs in this new power eye set. Timeout's going to be taken by Cornersville. 11-10 mark, second quarter. We're going to go to another break. Clay County leads at 16-9. When
it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back out of this timeout, we'll have to see if Cornersville chooses to stay with this power set. Woodard going to be under center, 11-10 mark, second quarter. Clay County up 16-0. Wide out to either side, wing back to either side. Hand off to Franklin. He's on this side. He's going to have close of enough of a gain to get to midfield. However, the first down sticks rest in Clay County territory at the 45, so it's going to set up third and around six. If you recall, though, this set of downs started with a first and 22, so for Cornersville to have it third and eight, it's a pretty big win for them on this particular set of downs.
Yeah, two positive plays there for the other Bulldog team down here, and you can see, when they get a crease, Franklin can take it. He's got some talent out there. It's taken several Bulldogs to get him to the ground, and that was Alec Kerr laying the final lick on that one to bring him down.
He's comparable in size to a Joseph Markham, probably a little bigger to tell you the truth.
I think he's a little thicker, maybe a little taller too.
Cornersville with it, third and eight. Woodard under center, whistles blow. Going to be a delay of game. These play clocks that have been installed here at John Teeples Field a couple seasons back now, coming to the aid of the black and gold. It's kind of hard when you got fans and an opposing coach watching those play clocks, Coach Edwards. When it hits zero, a lot of hollering starts happening pretty quick. Third and 14 now after the penalty. Woodard under center, going to throw. Quick screen set up for a receiver in the right flat. He has it, going to be brought down though. Alec Kerr there, joined by Nate Adams. Kerr the primary. He closes so quickly. Good-looking receiver there for Cornersville. Kai Canty, a senior, but a minimal pickup.
Yeah, just swing pass to the outside. The quarterback just took the snap and immediately threw it to the outside, Daniel. He looked like he had some open field until Alec Kerr closed from midfield all the way to the sideline.
Fourth and 11, ball at the Cornersville 45. The Bulldogs from Marshall County are in punt formation. Kerr deep to receive. Punter puts his foot to it. Kerr might have a chance here. He's going to come up, field it, has it at the 26. Here comes Alec. He's going to be into a host of Cornersville Bulldogs, and he cannot escape from it. Going to be brought down around the 32-yard line, where Clay County's going to take over for their third offensive possession of the night. Score is Clay County 16, Cornersville 9, 9:23 on this second quarter clock. Clay County taking over from their own 32, so a 68-yard field in front of the Black and Gold Bulldogs and offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard. Of course, Bruce Lamb coming over and taking over the reins of this program this year, Coach Edwards, so far, and just a savvy veteran coach. It's nice to have him here in Bulldog country.
It is. You know, he's an experienced guy. He stays calm. He obviously knows what he's doing. We're fortunate to have him.
First and 10 for the Dogs. Arms, quarterback keeper, off right side. Penalty flags come out. Keaton going to be brought down. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more, if any. However, I think the play will be negated by a penalty in the black and gold backfield. I guess I didn't see a flag. I thought I did. Second and 10, so no gain for Keaton on that one after he really hurt Cornersville with his feet on the last possession. Dogs break huddle. Alec Kerr going to be split to the left along with tight end John Hamilton. He's going to put Jimmy Burchett and Nate Adams to the right. Arms in the gun. Markham in his left hip.
Man covers on Kerr down the sideline, Daniel.
Keaton releases for him. Wide open Alec Kerr. Ooh, can't hang on. It would have been a tough catch. Well-placed ball. There by Keaton Arms. It was on the outside shoulder of Alec. He started. He was looking for the ball on the inside shoulder, had to flip to the other side, and just could not hang on. I like the play call, though. Take a shot to the fastest kid on the field.
Yeah, single coverage against Alan Kerr, made one move, and Daniel, he had about 7 yards on that defender, and the reason he was looking to the inside is because he was so wide open. He was sprinting to the end zone right there. Just couldn't make the hookup on the outside.
Third and 10 with the clock stopped at 8:34 with the incomplete pass. Second quarter, dogs up 16-0. Arms in the gun. Markham in his left hip. Adams split to the left. Option play. Quarterback keeper. Keaton with it. Going to be brought down short of the sticks. Nice tackle by the Cornersville linebacker. Keaton advances up to the Clay County 36-yard line. So a pickup of four for Keaton, making it fourth and six. And for the first time tonight, we see the Clay County punting team come onto the field. Markham, the punter for Clay County. Jimmy Burchett, the long snapper. So for the first time tonight, Clay County stopped offensively here on their third possession.
Yeah, just a good job by the Cornersville defense up front right there, Daniel, kind of stifling arms on that quarterback keeper to start, and then the incompletion kind of put us behind the sticks there, and arms just couldn't quite pick up the first down. What a kick.
Beautiful, beautiful. I had trouble staying quiet, Thomas. I wasn't trying to interrupt you, but that's probably the best punt I have seen out of Joseph Markham.
Started at the 36.
Cornersville is going to take over at their own 18.
Wow.
So, let's see, 14 yards to midfield. And then throw on 32 more. So a 46-yard net.
Yes, it was. And it didn't take a huge bounce either. It carried that far almost in the air, Daniel.
Well, he got the spiral out of it. It traveled well through the air. Great punt. Cornersville may have stopped Clay County, but they were pinned deep in their own territory. 7:34 mark of the second quarter as they take over from their own 18. A long 82-yard field in front of Cornersville. They'll be driving left to right from our vantage point. Woodard drops into the shotgun. Wide out to either side. Hand off to Callahan inside. Nothing doing. That is not a great place to try to run the football between the tackles against Clay County.
No. Besides that front three you got up front, McElroy, and that's Hunter Kyle making that stop right there, and John Hamilton. That linebacking core of Clay County, Daniel, is special. We've seen Levi Garrett be the man inside so far here tonight, and I wouldn't be challenging it there.
Fourth offensive possession for Cornersville. Second play of it coming. Clock ticks under 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Double set. Two wide either side. Callahan to throw. John Hamilton under pursuit. Callahan gets rid of it before he's tattooed by the big defensive tackle. I would have got rid of it too.
Yeah.
Intentional grounding, maybe. Was there a flag that came out? I don't guess there was. Callahan more worried about not losing yardage, though, with a sack, because Hamilton was in hot pursuit.
He was. Good job getting away from Hamilton first and then throwing the ball away to save the sack right there.
Third and eight after pickup of two back on first down, and then the incomplete pass on second down. So another passing situation perhaps for Cornersville. They're going to play it with a tight trips bunch to the right. Callahan rolls to the right, looks downfield, has time, release is going to be incomplete, almost intercepted by Nate Adams. They were targeting senior wideout Kai Canty. He lost his foot in here, I believe, on the turf at John Tuples Field. And it's going to be fourth and seven for Cornersville. So they had a big defensive stop a few moments ago when they stopped the black and gold offense. However, they can't muster a first down, and it's another three and out for Cornersville. Only one, let me check back, Thomas. On
probably two first downs so far for Cornersville on the night, but you're looking at
two. Low snap on the punt. Punter does get the kickoff. It's a high short kick. Clay County going to have good field position. Fair catch by Alec Kermade. So Clay County going to take over at their own, not their own, but at the Cornersville 46-yard line. Clay County going to be driving right to left, so they'll be heading towards the scoreboard in Proctor Creek here on the campus of Clay County High School with a short field, only a 46-yard field in front of them. 6:34 mark of this second quarter is the Black and Gold Dogs take back over. 16-0 the score. Clay County trying to build a three-possession lead here against Cornersville. Arm's going to be in the gun. Jimmy Burchett, now at Kerr, split to the left. Tight end right. Markham in the right hip. Hand off to Joseph. He's in the 45. Spins out of the tackle 40. He's still on his feet. Stiff arm. 35, 30. 25, 20. Joseph Markham into the end zone. He can do it all. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Joseph Markham.
What a run. Now, that's just one more thing we've seen from Joseph Markham. He tried to bounce that one out, Daniel, and when he did, the defender went upfield. He did a spin move to the backside, stopped in his tracks, reversed out, and then turned on the Jets and pulled away from about six other White Bulldogs.
Boy, those fireworks being fired off the left, that's a first here at John Peebles Field. She probably doesn't want it known, but that's Angela Collins down there doing that. We appreciate her going out and do that. Part of the management for Budget Pest Control, one of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Muddle Huddle said they throw to Markham this time behind the Muddle Huddle and going to get in. So all three two-point conversions successful. They had an option pitch to Kerr on the first. Quarterback keeper from Nate Adams on the second conversion. This time they throw it to Markham, who was behind those six linemen in the Muddle Huddle, and he converts. Clay County 24, Cornersville 9, 6:20 mark, second quarter.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Clay County now leading 24-9, 6:20 mark here in the second quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eagles Panels of Tennessee. Dogs just completed a 45 one-play. Can't talk tonight. Dogs just completed a 45-yard one-play drive, and it was all about Joseph Markham. It started and ended with him. He ran into the heart of the Cornersville defense, spun out of a tackle, stiff-armed another man, and he was off to the races down this left sideline. It was a short one, but that dog graph summary was brought to you by Gold Panels of Tennessee and Hermit Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, faster, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Garrett going to kick off right to left from our vantage point. Low squib kick fielded by a Cornersville Bulldog at the 25. Here he comes with a full head of steam. He breaks the tackle into the dog territory where he's going to be brought down by Jimmy Burchett. A nice return by number 7 for Cornersville. That's Austin Cooper, a sophomore. And Cornersville, just when Clay County had them on the ropes, had a nice return that could breathe some life into this scoreless contest for them. 6:12 mark of this second quarter. 24-9, Clay County leads it. Cornersville, though, with an opportunity, a short 39-yard field in front of them after Cooper's good kickoff return.
Yeah, there's good blocking out in front of Cooper right there, Daniel. Picked off Garrett and a couple others and created that alley. And if it wasn't for Jimmy Burchett, Cooper's probably in the end zone.
No doubt. Quarterback under center, a little quarterback sneak play. Picks up a few, going to be hit and stopped by Levi Garrett. Quarterback Woodard stayed on his feet. He thought he could scamper down the sideline, but whistles had blown. Garrett had stopped his forward progress. Pick up of around 3, and the Cornersville assistant coaches here in the booth are not happy about the spot. I don't blame them. That's their job to try to lobby for their players. But a pick up of 3, making it 2nd and 7. 5:35 and ticking, second quarter. Cornersville with it, 2nd and 7. Woodard under center. Hands off to Callahan. Cuts into the heart of the defense.
Ricardo McElroy right there. Made 2 steps upfield. Went around the defender, Daniel. Nice stop for him.
McElroy, who has turned into a mainstay here in his defensive season. This is his first year starting. Thomas coming into this year. He had only recorded 3 career tackles. 1 is a freshman. 2 is a sophomore. And had kind of been silent throughout his career, gets the chance this season to start, and he has made an impact each and every contest.
Yeah, he got his first sack last time out 2 weeks ago at Clinton County and had a great game up there, just doing well as a senior.
Third and six. Cornersville, another fullback dive. Callahan, the ball carrier. No, not Callahan. It's number two. Riley Qualls, a senior. So this Cornersville team, they lost some linemen up front last year. But these skill players we've called all juniors and seniors. So fourth and three, the ball does sit at the Clay County 32-yard line, so definitely four-down territory, especially since Clay County's up 24-9 on Cornersville. 4:15 and ticking second quarter. Cornersville continuing to play slow here. Now they break cuddle. There are coaches from the sideline saying, hurry, play clock's down to four. Now two, now one. They snap, balls on the ground, hand off to Franklin or quarterback keeper. Yes, the quarterback kept it. A scrum for yardage, gets close to the sticks. And like we've seen it other times tonight, I'm fearful they'll spot this thing right at the first down mark. Official eyes across the field. Now calls timeout for an official measurement, the first of the season, I believe, for us here on the Horizon Sports Network. So a bit of a break to let you talk, Coach Edwards. We don't often give you one. Got anything to add here?
Well, guys, I'll be the first to say I believe I was wrong about the rust on the offense there after the bye week. You know, we look pretty sharp here in this first half so far. All three scores, especially when you hand that thing to Joseph Markham.
Yeah, they've been clicking on all cylinders, Coach, and that was John Hamilton paired with a senior Ricardo McElroy coming up with that big fourth down stop.
Measurement was short. Sure was. Did you see by how much? Could you? It's kind of
it was almost a yard. I mean, it was pretty. It wasn't this real close.
So Clay County takes over at their own 30-yard line, a 70-yard field in front of them, 3:51 mark of this second quarter. They already have a 24-0 lead. Should be the fifth possession for the Black and Gold Dogs. Burgess foot left, Adams and Kerr right. Whistles blow. Encroachment against the defense. Should be first and five. Yes.
It's third penalty on Cornersville for the night for a total of 20 yards. Bulldogs so far penalty free.
That's great. First and five now. Ball at the Clay County 35-yard line. Burgett to the left. Kern Adams to the right. Quarterback keeper from arms. 35, 40, stiff arms. Heads downfield, driven out of bounds. Penalty flag in the backfield, though, most likely holding, and they do already signal it. This one's going to come back. So no official carry for Keaton on that one.
I guess I'll take the blame for that one. I just said we were penalty free.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Next week, action for Clay County is going to be here at home again. The region opener against Joe Burns. A lot of football left in this one, though. 3:43 left in this second quarter. 24-9, Clay County leads it. The ball now rests. And what I'm going to have to call the Clay County 21, a 79-yard field between the dog offense and points. Curran Burchett split to the right. John Hamilton tight end left. Markham at the left tip of arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Joseph. He's off right side. Going to be brought down. Good defense that time at Cornersville. Markham not able to escape as we had seen him done on prior attempts. Ball's been advanced up to the 23. So a gain of two for Markham. Second round 18 now after that big holding penalty. Dalton's break huddle. Going to come up to the line. Hamilton's going to be the tight end to the left along with Alec Kerr. Burgett split out to the right.
Man coverage on Kerr again on the outside, Daniel. One-on-one.
Arms in the gun. He is going to throw. Has time. Wants Burgett this time. Down the right sideline for Jimmy. Burgett cannot hang on. Ball may have been disrupted by the defensive back, Kai Canty of Cornersville. He reached up at the last moment, has a good wingspan, may have deflected the thing. I couldn't tell. It was on the far side of the field away from us.
Pure speed right there. When you watch Alan Kerr and Jimmy Burchett do the all go down both sidelines, Daniel. They're hard to keep up with, and it's hard for Keaton Arns to throw it that far, too, let me tell you. But that was a good ball, led Burchett just a little bit where he could get out there and get it, but the coverage was there, and the hand got in.
Third and 18 now after the incomplete pass. Clock is stopped at the 2:31 mark. Clay County going to burn a timeout. Coach Lamb wants to talk to his team here. Clay County up 24-0. It's going to be third and 18 when we come back in the second quarter.
Trying to find everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, second quarter, 2:31 mark, and looking out the window at this crowd, Thomas, off to our left and right. They have turned out for this home opener a great contingency of fans on hand to watch their dogs who are leading 24-9.
Yeah, just a great atmosphere here tonight, Daniel. Folks have heard about these Clay County Bulldogs, and they've come to see a show, and so far they've seen one.
The little set of bleachers entitled the Dog Pound down the track off our left student section, it's full. We've got fence hangers on both ends. Cornersville, a 2-hour and 45-minute trip. Didn't bring a lot, but a fair representation for them. A play has not been run since we came back for break. A penalty has been called against Cornersville, though. Coach, what was it?
Offsides on the defense.
All right. So
Mark Strong 5 there.
It had been saying 3rd and 18. It was 3rd and 17. Now it's 3rd and 12 with the ball.
28.
At the 28-yard line. Arms to throw. Screen pass set up. It's caught by Markham. Here Joseph comes. Full head of steam. Taking the first down. He is brought down on the far sideline away from us, but he knew what he needed to move the sticks, and that's what he got. From the 28 to around the 41, waiting for the official spot. It is the 41. Ball sits over on the right hash on the far side of the field away from us. First and 10 for Clay County. 2:15 and ticking here, so plenty of time left in this second quarter. The Dogs of Clay County will receive the opening kick of the second half.
Just a great play call right there, Daniel. Screen game underneath. We threw the ball twice, and they were both long streaks down the sideline. Cornersville fired up to make the stop there. Overran the play. Perfect ball from Arms, and then Markham did the rest.
Arms quarterback keeper. Runs hard, drags two Cornersville Bulldogs with him. Picks up 5 to 6 yards. It originated at the Clay County 41, and now they set it at the Clay County 46. So second and 5 for the Black and Gold. It's always tough on me to announce when the mascots of both teams are the same. So for the second time in 3 games this season, that's been the case. Unfortunately, Bulldogs is pretty common.
It's going to happen again.
So I have to say Cornersville every time that I'm talking about them. Second five, Arms in the gun. Markham at the left hip, 2 wide left, 1 to the right. Rolls to the left, has time to throw, squares the shoulders, releases 4, Kerr on the corner route, just a little outside of Alex's grasp, incomplete. Minute 4 mark. With the clock stop, 3rd and 5. It's going to be interesting to see if we don't pick up the first here. I'm satisfied we'll choose to punt Cornersville deep. The ball does sit at the Clay County 46-yard line, but it kind of changes the play call. If you know you're going to go for it, and you got 2 plays on 3rd and 4th to get the 5 yards, Thomas, as opposed to getting it all on 3rd and 5.
Yeah, I think you're going to see it go to the edge either with the read option, Daniel, or maybe the straight speed option here. You got 2 choices between Markham and Arms. Both of them are good.
Whistles blow, going to be a delay of game against Clay County, the first of those we have seen this year, I believe. The Clay County coaches here in the booth not satisfied with that, and I can see Coach Lamb on the sidelines wanting to talk to those officials as well. Nevertheless, the loss of five on the penalty makes it third and ten. That probably does change the play call from third and five to third and ten. Ball now sets back at the Clay County 41. Been a slow second portion of this second quarter. Clay County with it. Going to play it with two wide to the left, tight end right. Arms, play action pass, has Virgin on the safe. 50, 45, Jimmy going to get the first down. Nice little touch pass by Keaton there across the middle, threw it in the window before the linebackers could get involved. Good play call by Coach Maynard. First time we've seen that particular play this year, I believe, and Clay County going to play quick here. Either a play or perhaps the spike, going to spike it to stop the clock. So going to be second and 10. That field position on the first and 10 was the Cornersville 43. And that's where it remains after what we have to chalk up as an incomplete pass on the spike, because that's technically what it is. So second and 10, the spike of the ball does stop the clock at the 56-second mark of this second quarter.
That play to Burchett right there, Daniel, almost an RPO look. I don't know if it's called or not, but it was a quick play-action fake and then just a quick seam throw. Arms put it on the money, hit Burchett in stride, and he picked up the first down there.
Keaton in the gun. Burchett to the left. Adams and Kerr to the right. Arms to throw. Plenty of time. Good job by the offensive line. Lays it up on the wheel route for Markham. Nearly intercepted. And what we saw was two different Cornersville players. The cornerback, number 81, Bo Schilling, had a good line on the ball. Also, the safety, Riley Qualls, and they didn't see each other. Qualls comes in, Coach Edwards, and takes out Schilling and prevented what could have been an interception.
Yeah, it's a fortunate play for us that those two guys were not aware of one another's presence.
I like Markham on the wheel route, that's for sure. But well read and covered by Cornersville that time. Going to be third and 10 now. 50 seconds left on this call. Kerr going to split to the right. Burchett to the left. It's a double tight end set from the best I can tell. Arms to throw. Quick out to Burchett. In and out of the hands of a Cornersville defensive back. So good pass coverage by the Cornersville Bulldogs here. They know on these plays Clay County going to be going to the air so they can sell out their defensive call to the coverage. Fourth and 10. So we spiked on first and 10 to stop the clock. Then on second and third, could not connect. 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Clay County's leading it 24-0. Thoughts on the call here, Thomas?
I think you could see the screen again, Daniel. We've seen it every time they've thrown it. It's worked for Clay County, and, you know, it's, but maybe not.
Arms to throw. Goes down the sideline. Deep out. Nobody home. So a turnover on downs this time. Cornersville tightening up the reins defensively. And the Bulldogs from Marshall County will take back over for what's bound to be their last offensive possession of this first half. 24-9. Quickly, Clay County got up 8-9, then 16-9. And then kind of had a bit of a stall there. We had, I guess, two now offensive drives that have not ended in points, three that did. And I may be missing one somewhere.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. Forced a punt there early in the second quarter on Clay County. And then that one there. Long drive. I had to count up the plays. But, you know, Clay County threatening to go up four scores here before the break.
Completion for Cornersville on first and 10. They took over at their own 43. They pick up around six up to the 49. We're at second and four. They're going to spike the ball now. 21 seconds remain as the clock stops with that incomplete pass. So Coach Edwards, Cornersville, and Clay County both out of timeouts. Is that right?
Well, no, from my count, each team has two remain. I could have missed all four of them.
I'm sure you're right. Double set for Cornersville, two wideouts to either side. Callahan at the left hip of Woodard, who's in the gun. He has time to throw. Hamilton puts the pressure on, nearly a sack. Balling it out of the hands of wide receiver Kai Canty. Clock stops with 16 seconds left now. And Thomas, fourth and four, so Clay Canty going to potentially get the ball back here. Coach Lamb may be satisfied to take a knee on it if he does, because we do get the ball to start the third quarter of play. However, never can tell. Kerr going to drop deep here to punt. That could be all we need for a spark. He's done it many times. So Cornersville in punt formation. Puts his foot to it. Alec going to have an opportunity here, guys. Takes it at the 12-yard line. Can he do it? Has block it up the left side. He's going to go. No, a flag comes out.
Kerr. He just quit running.
He was kind of pushed out there across midfield, but block in the back is what's going to be the call. Coach Lamb not happy. He's letting the official know about it. I saw the call in question. I agree with Coach Lamb. It was on the shoulder. I thought it was a clean play. Obviously, I'm biased. But
got the head in front. I thought he had the helmet across the shoulder pad. The official staring it down right there, Daniel. I don't know if he couldn't get the flag out of his pocket or not, or if Alec Kerr's that fast, but it seemed like Kerr got 50 yards down the field before he threw it.
Clay Canty going to have the ball. One snap at it. 4 seconds are going to remain on the clock. With the penalty, this thing's going to be sitting pretty deep in black and gold territory. I would be shocked if we did not take a knee here and get into the Russell Richardson doghouse for halftime. Regardless of what happens, though, it's Clay County 24, Cornersville none right there. There's been no doubt, Thomas, about who the better team is in this ballgame. Cornersville, a quality opponent, but Clay County for a quarter and a half played really good. The last half of that second quarter kind of leveled out a little bit.
Yeah, and you got to contribute some of that to this Cornersville team,
yep.
I think, Daniel. You know, we've talked about it. This is a challenge for Clay County, the first of the season, really, and you can see the difference. Most of the other two teams we played, they fold after you get down 24 to nothing. Cornersville's not going to do that here tonight.
Right.
We're going to have to battle this one out.
Arms in the gun. 4 seconds left. Going to take a knee on it. At the Clay County 10. That does it. It's time for the Papa Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've got a treat tonight. We've added a new segment. The Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. That's going to come up later on this installment of the Papa Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. It's time for it now. Clay County 24, Cornersville 9.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, for the Clay County Bulldogs home opener, where they lead Cornersville 24-0 here at halftime. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County started clicking early in this game. Levi Garrett, the senior linebacker, set the tone with six stops in this first half for Clay County, especially in the first quarter, where he made the stop on the kickoff and got things going. Momentum carried through. He and Markham forced a three and out on their first possession, and four plays later, Markham went 25 yards to pay dirt. Alec Kerr added a two-point conversion, and Clay County led 8-0 with 8:37 to go in the first quarter. Then they forced another three and out from Cornersville and answered immediately. Six plays, 71-yard drive. We saw Markham burst free for 13. We saw Arms go for 44, and then Markham cap it from 3 yards out. And then Nate Adams with a two-point conversion, and it was 16-0. With 2:14 remaining in the first quarter. Then Clay County kind of faltered, swapped that punch with Cornersville early in the second quarter before Joseph Markham does what he does, his third touchdown of the night on the ground, this one from 45 yards out. It just took one play at the 6:20 mark left here in the first half. Markham also added a two-point for your halftime score of 24-0. Late in the first half, with time ticking away, Clay County drove the ball, got it in to Cornersville territory, but the drive stalled with about 30 seconds to play before half. Cornersville got it back. Clay County held to keep it 24-0 headed into intermission. For Clay County, they run 27 offensive plays and racked up 214 yards. 17 of those came on the ground for 185. Quarterback Keaton Arms is 2 for 10 for 29 yards so far tonight. Joseph Markham has one catch for 13. Jimmy Burchett, 1 for 16. Markham has run six times for 90 yards in those three touchdowns so far. Alec Kerr, 2 rushes for a total of 18 yards. Nate Adams, the 3-yard, 2-point conversion run, and Arms, the workhorse so far on the ground, 8 carries for 74 yards. Defensively, we talked about Garrett setting the tone. He's leading the way with 6 stops at halftime. Markham has 1. Ricardo McElroy has 2. Smith, 1. Alec Kerr has 4. Hamilton, 3. Hunter Kyle, 2. Birdwell, 1. And Jimmy Burchett, 2 tackles so far here tonight. Again, Clay County leads 24-0 here in Solana. Stay with us for the second half on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Solana you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Solana, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, before we get into the local sports lowdown, going to go ahead and let Coach Edwards give the opponent stats.
Be better if I turn the mic on, Daniel. Cornersville, 16 rushes for 37 yards, 2 of 8 through the air for a total of 8 yards, for a total of 45 yards on 24 plays in the first half. That stingy dog defense, as we like to call it, they're baring their teeth.
And maintaining a shutout through two full games in half of this one.
That's right. Penalties, Cornersville, 4 of 25, and once I put the jinx on us, Clay County picked up 3 penalties for 30 yards.
I guess that takes care of that, right?
That does.
Okay. Well, it's cool. Time for the first ever local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Youth League football. The Clay County Youth League football teams unofficially opened their season with the Tri-County Jamboree 2 weeks ago with the Flag Junior and Senior Divisions all recording Jamboree wins over Jackson County. Their official season kicked off last Saturday here at John Tibbles Field against Trousdale County, where all three teams were defeated by the Yellow Jackets. The flag team lost 12-34. The junior score was 6-32, and the seniors were shut out 0-42. The Youth League's next action comes tomorrow in Salina, beginning at 4:30 against Gordonsville. Junior high football. The junior high Bulldogs are now 1-4 on the season after losing last night to Monterey. After being tied 6-6 after the first quarter, the junior dogs suffered through a tough second quarter that saw Monterey leading 30-6 by halftime. The second half saw Salina score a late touchdown to make the final score Dogs 14, Monterey 30. They have a short turnaround this coming week as they travel to Westmoreland on Tuesday night. There's a high school playing Joe Burns next Thursday night. Coach, I'll kick to you for some volleyball and golf and other things.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. In golf action, at Southern Hills Tuesday, the Lady Bulldog golfer Lexi Head shot a season best 51, while the Bulldog boys golf team shot a program record score of 158, the best round of golf in Clay County Bulldog history. 158. They took the win over the defending district champion Upper Mamie's. Both the Dogs and Lady Dogs will be back in action Tuesday, September 13th, as they travel to Monroe County, Kentucky. Their final tune-up before the start of the district tournament the following week. In volleyball, Clay County Lady Bulldogs currently hold a record of 3-5. They posted a win yesterday over district foe Westmoreland in 5 sets. Next action is Tuesday, September 13th, as they host the Lady Red Dogs of Red Bowling Springs. First serve scheduled for 5:30 p.m.
Well, hopefully in the second half of their season, they can flip things around and get on track there.
They also travel to Gainesboro next Thursday on the 15th. That game time is 4 o'clock to accommodate for that home football game against Joe Burns.
Right.
And there will be no JV game that day, just to shorten it up. So, junior high volleyball, currently 5-3 overall. They did not play this week due to the football homecoming festivities at Salina K-8. But are scheduled to face Red Bowling Springs Monday at home and Jackson County next Thursday on the road in Gainesboro. And finally, the Clay County Cross Country teams will be back in action next week as they travel to Manchester, Tennessee for the Coffee County Invitational.
Good deal. I know Coach Christy McClanahan of Cross Country excited about all of her competitors, but Jed McLaren and Braden Allred specifically are really thinking they stand a chance to advance deep into the postseason that exists there for Cross Country. Folks, we hope you enjoyed that first local sports lowdown that kind of recaps everything that's went on this past week for all the Clay County sports teams. It's been brought to you by Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. We'll go ahead and do the Subway Trivia Challenge now here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia question. In the third game of the 1977 season, Salina High School head coach Harold Watson led his Bulldogs to a dominating 43-6 win over the Baxter Bees. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame two-sport star led the way defensively with 8 tackles and 2 quarterback sacks while adding a 23-yard receiving touchdown for good measure? Let me read that one more time. In the third game of the 1977 season, Salina High School head coach Harold Watson led his Bulldogs to a dominating 43-6 win over the Baxter Bees. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame two-sport star led the way defensively with 8 tackles and 2 quarterback sacks while adding a 23-yard receiving touchdown for good measure? If you think you know the answer to that, please text in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Time now to kick back to Coach Edwards for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
All right, guys, a few of these games in the second quarter here. White County and Cookeville tied up 20-all. South Pitt trailing Murphy, North Carolina, 14-7. Watertown, 14-DeKalb, 0. Macon, 14. Trousdale, 0. York, 28. Livingston Academy, 10. Stone Memorial, 12. Monterey, 0. Gordonsville, 7. Eagleville, 0. Halftime scores, Smith County, 7. Westmoreland, 0. Red Bone Springs up on Cosby, 21-7.
Ooh.
After that 300 or 205 mile trip or whatever it was. Also at halftime, Jackson County down 20-0, Sequatchie. And in the third quarter, it was knotted up at halftime, 0-0. Fayetteville scored early in the third. 8-0 Fayetteville over Upperman.
Well.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the bug thugs.
We've had a couple of responses to the trivia question. Tish Plumley says, Gary Plumley, her brother-in-law. Jason Arhead Hamilton says, Johnny McLaren. Both of those players, outstanding players, but they were seniors in the fall of 1976. They were 1 year graduated at this point. This was a player in the 1977 season. Now, part of the clue was what Clay County Sports Hall of Fame two-sport star. Both of those guys fit the bill. They're members. They were both two-sport, probably three or four-sport athletes. But looking for somebody else on that one, still on the trivia. So while we have opportunity, I'm going to read that one more time before this third quarter starts. In the third game of the 1977 season, Salina High School head coach Harold Watson led his Bulldogs to a dominating 43-6 win over the Baxter Bees. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame two-sport star led the way defensively with 8 tackles and 2 quarterback sacks while adding a 23-yard receiving touchdown for good measure? We have a correct answer. Miss Melissa White sends in the response, and me and Coach Edwards had a friendly wager for a cup of coffee, and he said the third person that responds will get it right. He was right. I guess the first person, because I knew Miss White would be listening. I thought that she would be the first one to respond. She took too long, though, so Coach Edwards wins the cup of coffee wager between me and him. James Bartlett, the answer to that one, played tight end during that season. Outstanding player, a physical specimen, went on and played some football at Memphis University, if I'm not mistaken, after his time here in Clay County. So congratulations to Miss White. She's won 2 out of 3 Subway Trivias this year. We're not going to ban her yet, but if she keeps winning, we may have to give everybody else a chance. So congratulations to Miss White for knowing the answer to that. Watch the mail for your free sub certificate and your Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and the local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So congratulations to Miss White, James Bartlett, the correct answer on that trivia. And she was kind of doubting herself, and she's amongst the most intelligent people I have ever run across in my life. She should never doubt herself. We've got action going here. Kickoff has took place. Clay County going to start 1st and 10. I didn't see what is a short kick, perhaps an onside attempt, Thomas. Clay County got it, though. They take over at their own 42-yard line. Got 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right, arms in the gun. Markham at his right hip. Here's the snap from senior center Stone Lynn. Markham with it. Makes a man miss. Stiff arm turns into the ground. There he goes. Into 45, 40. It's a foot race. 35, 31. Led to beat. Joseph driven out of bounds. But Markham with an outstanding play, but the excitement's off or not because it's coming back. Either a hold or a chop block. I missed the signal.
Great block by Nate Adams right there. Just kind of tipped back a little bit. I guess they're calling a personal foul maybe, Daniel, with the high shot right there on the peelback block from Nate Adams. He's the one that sprung Markham after he made a move at the line of scrimmage, got horizontal and turned up north. I'm not quite sure how you call that penalty. That's just smash-mouth football right there by Nate Adams.
Maybe he was too aggressive.
It could have been.
Okay, so ball's going to be retreated. I'm like you, Thomas. What a shame. Just a well-executed play, it looked like. Certainly the officials a little closer than we, though. Ball set now, 1st and a bunch on the Clay County 28-yard line. So a 72-yard field in front of the Dogs. 1st and over 20. Arms in the gun. Burchett and Kerr to the right. Adams left. Hand off to Markham. No, quarterback keeper. Good fake. Arms with it. Here he goes. Weaves in inside and out of traffic. Cross midfield. Oh, what a stiff hop. Keaton Arms swims the field. What a powerful runner we talk about, the diversity of Joseph Markham. Well, there's one thing Keaton Arms does better than anybody, and that's run with power.
Punishment, Daniel. The one word for that right there, Keaton Arms, rolling up the sideline. The tackler engages him. He puts the open hand in his chest, and this extends his arm and drives him into the turf.
First and 10, ball now in Cornersville territory at the 44. Dogs driving. They lead 24-0, 11-22 mark of this third quarter. Two back set. Got a fullback in front of Markham. Kerr in motion. Jet sweep Dalek into the short side of the field. Cuts north and south. Here he goes. He comes to the 35. He runs over a man. We talk about the speed of Kerr, but he shows some physical power there, too, as he threw his whole body into a secondary player at Cornersville and drove him to the turf. Moves the sticks with a first down run. Advances up now to the Cornersville 31. So a pickup of 13, if I'm not mistaken, by Alec. He scored a touchdown on that same play against Cornersville, the jet sweep into the short side of the field. And, you know, Alex, I don't know what he's not harder in a tight space to tackle. He's so shifty. You take a run and sweeps into the wide side, but with Kerr, he's dangerous into the short side. First and 10 at the 31. Quarterback keeper, keeping arms around right side. Going to be met. Runs over a man. Fights hard to get back to the line. May have advanced up for a gain of one or two. Cornersville doing a good job laterally defensive there, flowing to the ball. Keaton picks up more than one or two. It's closer to three. The ball has been advanced to what I'll call the 29. So a pickup of two. What we'll call second and eight here. Physical football, Thomas, on this drive for Clay County.
Yeah, we said it in the pregame show. We need to see Clay County get tough. We've seen them do it, Daniel. We've seen them do it on defense, and we've seen them do it with a power run game from everybody. Kerr, Markham, Arms. You know, Markham's got 90 yards. He's approaching 100 yards, and Arms is there, Daniel. He's got 104.
Markham with the touch from the 29. Went right behind center and guard into the heart of the Cornersville defense. Picked up a couple. Advances up to, we'll say, the 27.
Big third down right here. You got to think we're in four down territory, Daniel. We've penetrated to 30. Let's see what the play call is. You know, if we're going to go for it on fourth, I think you keep it on the ground right here.
Third and 6 from the 27. Arms in the gun. Wide out left. Option play. Keaton cuts it north and south. Off left tackle. He's at the 20. Still on his feet. 15. Down to the 10. Can they bring him down? They do.
Uh-oh.
But only after Arms penetrates inside the 10, down around the 5-yard line. Getting up a little slow, but looks healthy as he walks back to the huddle. It's going to be first and goal for Clay County after Arms racks up another first down. Penalty flag on the ground, Coach Edwards says. Going to be against Clay County.
I'm going to bring up a third and long here for Clay County. Hate to describe a play that doesn't count right there, Daniel. We talked about Arms and his experience and leadership. You know, you saw it on display right there. Just a great read on the option on the outside. He took his time. He saw the alley. He put his foot in the ground, got north and south. And then you saw the moves once he got through the first level. He got horizontal, hit the sideline, and thought he had his team in business. But it's a no-go.
Third and around 15, ball now resting at the Cornersville 38-yard line. Arms in the gun, still four down territory, but a passing situation. Arms runs it off. He goes deep. It's Burchett. It is caught. What a catch. That's Jimmy Burchett.
Yes, sir.
What a connection between the senior classmates. Arms heaved it up there. And Burchett hauls it down physically. Him and big number 5, Kai Canty, the senior defensive back, almost had simultaneous possession, but not for long because Burchett ripped it out of his hands for 6.
Good ball by Arms right there down the sideline, Daniel. But Jimmy Burchett made that play right there. He was looking for it on the sideline. He led him a little bit to the middle. I'll let you call this one for.
Huddle option play. Everyone's been successful in that. Adams received the direct snap from Stone Lynn, pitched it to Kerr. He did the rest. Good for 2 points. It's Clay County 32, Cornersville 9, 8:41 mark of the third.
Member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads Cornersville 32-0 with 8:41 left in the third quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. The Dogs just completed a 58-yard drive on 5 plays, and senior quarterback Keaton Arms got the drive started with a 28-yard run. Alec Kerr ran for 13, and then Arms capped it with a 38-yard touchdown pass to Jimmy Burchett, which he snatched out of the defender's hands and wrestled to the ground for the score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Weston Burville with a nice open field solo tackle on the kickoff. Other than that one nice Cornersville return, Clay County has been pretty stingy to the Cornersville Bulldogs on special teams. So Cornersville finds themselves trailing 32-0. They take over at their own 30-yard line with a 70-yard field in front of them. And thanks to the change in the Tito Westaway rules on the Mercy River running clock, we have one now. 30-point differential in the second half gets that thing going. And Cornersville is not going to have nothing on first and 10. Joseph Markham there, along with a host of others, but got to credit him for that big primary stop from his outside linebacker position, and he was fired up about it.
Yeah, he was, Daniel, and you know, got to interview Joseph Markham and played that in a pregame show, and you could just tell the way the young man sat there during the interview and what he said at the end of it. He wanted to come out and show everybody what Clay County football was all about. Joseph Markham is doing that tonight, along with these other 8 seniors and in this entire squad. Clay County making a statement here.
Second and 10 after no gain on first down. What a hit. Incomplete pass was the result. And in large part, it was due to Jimmy Burchett flying upfield from his safety position. It was a nice slant pass thrown by Blaine Woodard targeting Ty Canty. Burchett had other plans, though, come up and put his helmet right in the gut of Canty, forcing the incomplete pass.
Yeah, Burchett's been fired up all night, too. We've called his name on that touchdown a while ago. I never got to get it out, Daniel, what Jimmy Burchett just did to put Clay County up here 32-0. He went up and got that ball. He fought through the defender to go get it. Went up and got it, caught it over the top of the defender. As we see a screen.
Third and 10, screen pass set up. They did not fool Keaton Arms, though. He read it from his outside linebacker position, and now things being thrown, it sounds like, up here in the press box from the Cornersville coaching staff. Frustration with this dog defense. They're not allowing much here. Fourth and 14, big tackle for loss made by the senior outside linebacker Arms.
And we've talked about Arms. We've talked about all of these seniors and these players. Then you've got to talk about this coaching staff, too. They had this team ready here tonight. I know there's 6 minutes left here in the third quarter, but now this game's virtually over. Running clock, 32-0. Coach Lamb just done a great job coming in here and getting this team up. And we talk about the Clay County defense led by Coach Mike Dickerson. He's kind of been the mainstay here lately, Daniel. He's the one that's helped with continuity with Lamb and Maynard and all these guys, and he's got his defense just lights out this year.
Well, these seniors have played defensively for him 3 out of their 4 years. I don't remember the year that he went away. He went to Lebanon for 1 year as their defensive coordinator, and then he made a return. Maybe it was 2020 that he was going, I believe, the fall of 20. But regardless, 3 out of 4 years he's led them, and he's a big part of this dog defensive success. 5-13 and ticking with this running clock. Clay County taking back over after Cornersville is forced to punt. They have it at their own 40-yard line, a 60-yard field in front of the black and gold. Arms in the gun. Hand off to Markham. Joseph with it into the heart of the defense. Inside zone play, nothing doing. Cornersville not allowing the senior running back much yardage there. Pickup of one, according to the down marker, and it is advanced up to the Clay County 41-yard line. Where did I call it started at? The 40? Yeah. Call it second nine now. 4.5 minutes and ticking. It's already a minute essentially has run off since Clay County's took over here due to this running clock. Play clock's down to 5. Clay County going to have to hurry here. Wide receiver gets set. Markham shifts. Left hip arms. Curry in motion. Snap right before the play clock hits 0. Fake the jet sweep. Hand off inside to Markham. Credit Cornersville. They weren't fooled. Nobody followed Kerr, though, on the jet sweep. Had we given it to Alec, I'm curious what would have happened. Wouldn't have read or anything. It was a pre-call. Predetermined decision there. We're going to call it a loss of one. For Markham, setting up 3rd and 10. Ball back at the 40 again. Was 2nd and 9. 32-0. Clay County leading it. Adams and Kerr split left here on 3rd and 10. Puts Burchett by himself to the right. Option play. Arms left side. Going to keep it. Passes line of scrimmage. Up to the 45. Brought down by about 3 different Cornersville Bulldogs. Very hard for one guy to ever do that. Keaton picks up a nice little chunk, but the sticks are not going to move. Going to be 4th and around 5 as the ball is advanced up to the Clay County 45-yard line. And I think we'll see Joseph Markham drop back for his 2nd punt attempt of the night. The first one, a beauty that netted 46 yards. We are sorely going to miss Joseph Markham after he leaves this program, graduating after this year. For a lot of reasons, but in one part, in large part, due to his punting ability. Often overlooked, but so valuable. Markham, another beauty, a big booming spiral. Going to be fielded by Cornersville. Oh, attempted to be fielded by Cornersville. It's a loose ball and a scrum for it. Cornersville safely falls back on it, but they lose a lot of yardage as they do so. Clay County's going to take over 1st and goal from around their own 10. We'll have to see how this thing goes. If not for that Cornersville Bulldog falling on it, it was going to be a scoop and score opportunity, though, Thomas.
Yeah, it was. And that was Alec Kerr. He beat the ball down the field, Daniel, on coverage right there from his gunner position and made, basically hit exactly as the receiver tried to catch the ball to jar that one loose. Just another great play by the senior, Alec Kerr.
Oh, Cornersville, I'm sorry. Activate Clay County is going to have it. Cornersville is going to start deep in their own. Got excited. Thought Clay County was going to have the ball. I wasn't thinking for a minute. 1st and 10, Cornersville. 90-yard field in front of them. They're 10 deep at their own 10-yard line. They hand off to the big back Franklin. Where's he been on that? Here he comes. He's going to have a 90-yard touchdown. We expected Franklin to come in and get fed the rock at least 25, maybe 30 times. He's the only guy on this Cornersville team that possesses the power coupled with the speed to hurt this dog defense, and we just saw him do it with a 90-yard run. Now, granted, Clay County's defense a little bit on their heels here with this 32-0 lead that's now cut 32-6. But Franklin, a physical specimen. Coach Dickerson talked about him all week. He said, we've got to contain him. We've got to contain him. And they've just not given him the ball much, Coach Edwards. Under that 90-yard touchdown, I can count on one hand, I believe, the number of carries he had.
They've run several backs tonight, and he just hadn't got the touches that I expected him to get.
Cornersville trying to muddle huddle their own. It does not work. Sniffed out by Markham, I believe. Joseph Markham too savvy there for that one. So Cornersville on the board. Clay County giving up its first points of the season after holding Jackson County and Clinton County scoreless. They did so to Cornersville to the 129 mark of the 3rd quarter. But the goose egg is gone. It is 32-6. Clay County, though, with a big lead.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts.
your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, 129 left in the third. So Coach Edwards, now that Clay County does not lead by 30 anymore, we'll go back to regular clock operation. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
I figured it was. With the dropping from 35 to 30, I figured if that deficit changed, the running clock would change. Clay County with an opportunity here at only their first kick return. Jimmy Virtue making the most of it. Jimmy around a 30-yard return. Setting Clay County up with a good field position here in this late third quarter offensive possession.
You see what we were talking about Cornersville being a challenge, being a good team here. Clay County's come up and smacked them in the mouth, really, Daniel. You see Franklin break a 90-yarder right there down the sideline. That's the type of talent they have. Clay County was just ready to play when they came on to John Teeples Field tonight. And, they've done a great job keeping him contained until that one play.
Clay County taking over at their own 45, a 55-yard between them and points. Arms in the gun. Mark him in the left heel. Going to be young Nolan Adams on the jet sweep, I do believe. Number one. I believe he wears that, does he not? Nolan Adams with his first carry of the contest. Picked up 2.5. Give him 3. It's going to be 2nd and 7.5 yards to go, Thomas. Clay County playing slow here. Why not? 32-6 the lead. They break huddle, approach the line. Center Stone Lynn has done such a great job through the start of his senior campaign. I cannot count one snap that has been off the mark at all. Toss sweep. Mark him with it. Right side. 50. 45. Has blocking. 40. 35. Mark him. 25. 20. Joseph Markham stiff arm. Run out of bounds around the path. And a penalty flag down.
Ah, oh, almighty.
Thomas groaned. The crowd groaned. Seems like they're late in this contest. Every time we hit a big play, the flag comes out. Now, I'm sure it's happening. I'm not doubting at all the validity of the call. But it always happens on big plays, and perhaps it was the hold that sprung it. But that time I don't think so because it came from the right side of the offensive line.
Yeah.
And Markham put his foot in the ground. The sweep started to the right. He put his foot in the ground. Thomas cut back against the grain to the left.
I think you're seeing the timeout here, maybe.
We've an official timeout taken. Penalty is going to be assessed. Both teams have come to the sidelines. We're going to go to break for one ad and come back in 30 seconds.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, still in timeout. Not really sure what was going on. They have stepped off the penalty, so Clay County's going to have it second and 21 from around their own 34-yard line. We're going to take this moment to pause in the action to mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders. They're comprised of a group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 juniors. Those are Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They're joined by one sophomore, Maylee Kyle, and one freshman, Adaya Collins. The sponsors of the cheerleaders, Stephen and Lana Chilwood, and those guys have done that for a long time. Very thankful to them. They take their job serious. Coach Chilwood was out here early, pregame around 4:30 down on the track, making sure it was clear of some of the debris, the gravel and rocks that sometimes get out there on it for his young ladies, and takes good care of them. Appreciative of them. Thomas, mention something that's going on. You've seen something that you want to talk about. I don't know what it is.
I just wanted to figure you might have some information about this big flag we have down here in the corner of the end zone. It's the Salina Fire Department.
I think he's 52.
He's 52?
I believe so. Okay. He's come out, has a very large boom on that truck, big American flag hanging from it. Don't know if that is special for the 9/11 occasion. Of course, today's September the 9th, so that's going to be this weekend.
We've had an injury timeout, Daniel. We see somebody coming off the sideline.
I didn't know. They were down here in this left corner.
Hidden behind the dog pound.
Well, do apologize for that. It is not our usual procedure to talk through an injury timeout. We had no idea. It was a Cornersville player down in the left corner here out of our vision, so we apologize for that, for talking through the injury timeout.
He's up on his feet and being helped to the sideline, though, Daniel.
Do want to mention next week's game one more time. We mentioned that the Dogs would face Joe Burns here at home. Failed to mention that was a Thursday night contest.
Right.
The TWSAA, due to a shortage in officials, mandated that every school, and they chose which game, plays a Thursday night game. They chose that one for us. That way officials can work Thursday night games and Friday night games. We fuss at the officials a lot because that's just our nature, but very thankful to them. We could not assemble and play this game if there weren't officials to cover it.
Right.
And there is a shortage. It's a national trend. Nobody wants to do it because everybody fusses at them. We're too critical of them. And we're going to have to ease up a little bit on the officials, folks, myself included. Incomplete pass on first down. Austin Anderson, the intended receiver, he wanted pass interference. It did appear that he was tackled before the ball got to him. No flag comes out, though. Going to be third and around 20 now after the incomplete pass on second down.
Heard a little bit of that grumbling at the officials you were talking about, Daniel. Right.
Yeah,
there,
but we are going to miss you, Coach. You've been around a long time. We're going to miss stuff. Oh,
well, yeah,
coaching shortage, too, because coaches suffer the same persecution as the officials do. Everybody wants to fuss out.
They do.
Arms going deep. Here's Kerr. He catches. 30, 25, touchdown. And Kerr with the arm of Keaton Arms. The two hook up with 15 seconds left in this third quarter. And it's electric here at Joe Neal Beach Stadium.
Finally, Daniel, this perfection. From Arms to Kerr. That was the same corner type route we've seen all night. Arms looked at the first option underneath, saw Kerr streaking. He had to step on the defender, and you couldn't throw a better ball than Keaton Arms just threw right there at the sideline. When you hit Alec Kerr in stride, you've done something. Kerr had one defender to beat. He gave him the slip leg and sprinted into the end zone.
Muddle huddle set. For the first time tonight, it does not work. For Clay County, 2-point fails. Clay County 38, Cornersville 6. 1 second remains in the third quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, the ball was just kicked. The 1 second that was on the third quarter clock ran out. Clay County 38, Cornersville 6. We'll be back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, getting ready for the start of this fourth quarter. Clay County up 38-6 after Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr hooked up for that big touchdown pass. Cornersville had little to no return on the kickoff, so they'll take over from their own 38-yard line with a 62-yard field in front of them. Woodard's in the gun, hands off to Franklin. He's off right side. John Hamilton says, not this time. Hamilton, solo tackle. And they're pretty comparable in size. I was trying to compare somebody to the frame of Franklin earlier. John Hamilton, very similar in size to Franklin. Was able to bring him to the turf by himself. Big tackle for a loss. Second and 14 now after Franklin loses four on that carry. If Franklin may come in, we don't know the injury report. He could have been a bit banged up. That may be why we hadn't seen him carry the lion's share of the carries tonight for Cornersville, but certainly an impressive young man, only a junior. Cornersville with it, three wide outs left. Franklin going to get it again into the middle of the defense, picks up 5 to 6 yards, keeps his legs churning. Going to set up Cornersville with third and around six. Host the Dogs in on the tackle.
We've got some reserves in there, Daniel, I think. You see Adams at one of the safeties, Nolan Adams, and I think you've got maybe Hayden Adams in there at one of the linebackers, number 18. Is that true? Or?
Certainly, Kerr is off the field at safety. And 18, Nolan Adams has replaced him.
Maxfield, I'm sorry.
So Maxfield back. Ben had to miss the Clinton County game after starting and hyperextending his knee in the Jackson County game. Franklin again on 3rd and 7. Not a lot this time. And that's part of the reason, too, that they've tried to hit Clay County from different areas because we're pretty stiff inside. That could be where Franklin does a lot of his carrying.
I think that might have been Smith coming off the bottom of that pile, Daniel.
Parker Smith, the junior reserve defensive tackle. He's been coming out on that offensive line, too. I didn't have him in the starting lineup, but he's played a lot on both sides tonight. Been a good addition to this Dog team. 10:05 and ticking, fourth quarter, Clay County up 38-6. Cornersville lined up here From their own 44, it's 4th and 4. A hard count could be used to try to draw Clay County offsides, get a free first down. Woodard going to roll left. Has a man, releases downfield. It's caught. First down yardage and a little bit more before the tackle's made by young Nolan Adams. He's going to be an outstanding Bulldog, as is his sophomore brother, Nate Adams. We saw what he could do last year when he started as a freshman. So Cornersville moving the sticks here. Thomas, you mentioned it earlier. Pretty big statement here out of this Clay County team. We knew what they were. I think most people around did, but this kind of verified it because a strong Cornersville squad here, maybe not as stout as they were last year, and I mean literally as stout. Physically, they lost some size up front. The skill players, I think, still in place for the most part. 1st and 10, Cornersville, ball dropped on a jet sweep. There's a scrum for it. We're going to have to wait and let the officials decipher who has it. They signal Cornersville with possession. Big loss of yardage, though, Thomas. Just missed handled snap there between Woodard and Callahan on the jet sweep handoff.
Yeah, there's Markham right there kind of battling for the ball on the ground, Daniel. And
worth crediting him with the tackle, I would say.
Was that not a 4th down?
No, they converted on the pass.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
2nd and about 16 now. Cornersville with it at their own 43. Clock is ticking thanks to the 32-point differential in the score. Clay County 38, Cornersville 6. Cornersville Bulldogs going to play it with two wideouts to either side. Pressure now on the quarterback. He's going to get past the line of scrimmage. Picks up around 6 yards. Going to be brought down pretty hard, though. And that's going to be Parker Smith making the stop. John Hamilton created a lot of pressure. He's the one that forced Woodard, couldn't think of his name for a minute, junior quarterback Blaine Woodard out of the pocket. 3 times tonight we've seen Hamilton just inches from a sack.
Yeah, he's really dominated off that edge, Daniel. We've seen kind of rip defenders by him with his speed as he comes upfield and just can't quite stick with Woodard horizontally and laterally at the point of attack there.
Low snap for Cornersville. Woodard just has to go to the turf to maintain possession. First bad snap we've seen out of them. We talk a lot, or try to at least, during the action about the prowess and successful play of Stone Lynn as our senior center. And folks, Thomas, overlook it and take it for granted, but I maintain the center's the most important player on the offense.
Well, it starts there
every play.
That's right. He starts it all. And, you know, Stone has been consistent throughout. He's started there for the last 2 years, I think, Daniel, and just been a mainstay. You don't have to worry about that aspect of the game.
You do not. You're right. And that is invaluable. That is just great. Punt for Cornersville here on 4th down. And, Stone's thickened up. He's a good-sized young man, worked hard in the weight room, and we don't talk about his blocking much. We just don't have the time to sit and focus in and watch the offensive line at work sometimes because we're calling other things, looking for yardage and things like that. But I don't see a ton of stuff coming through those A-gaps on either side of him, so he's bound to be doing a good job accompanied by those guards on either
side.
Right.
Well, he's got, the bookend seniors with him right there, I think, Hunter Kyle and Levi Garrett playing the guard. So you got a solid 3-senior front right there, Daniel, and you're right. You don't see penetration against this Clay County offense. I haven't seen it all year.
Clay County taking over another offensive possession after the Cornersville punt. They're going to do it from their own 29-yard line. It's going to make a 71-yard field in front of the Dog offense. 1st and 10. Kerr in motion. Arms, quarterback keeper. Keaton at the 25. Up to around the 26. I missed call where the play started. Did I say the 29?
You did.
It was the 24. Bit of frivolous activity here. Things getting chippy a little bit. Cornersville frustrated. They're going to be moving to 1-3 on the year. And this was a Cornersville team when we met them last year. It was 3-0.
Right. And Daniel, they finished the season 9-3.
Yeah.
One loss to us. The other loss came to McKenzie, who finishes as state runner-up, and the other loss to Fayetteville.
Right, and the McKenzie loss in the playoffs, second round, I guess it was, and just 28-9.
Right.
You know, it's not like they got blew out of that game. McKenzie, of course, goes on to represent the West in the state championship game before losing to South Pittsburgh, who unfortunately eliminated Clay County in the second round of the playoffs.
What's happened here, Ron? So Arms Run, there's a penalty on it?
We'll see if it's still going to be first down. The ball has been retreated to the Clay County 14-yard line.
First down.
Another big penalty against Clay County. Coach, did you see the signal? You can just tell me with it. A what foul? Personal foul. See who it might have been on? Curious.
What is that?
That's that frivolous activity I talked about. To the 14, Thomas, an 86-yard field now in front of Clay County. Arms, quarterback, keeper off right side. He's at the 15, gets up to the 20. Met by a Cornersville Bulldog. Wisely, the Cornersville defender went low at Keaton's lower body. You definitely don't want to chest up with the senior quarterback. So Keaton picks up a 6 yards of the lost penalty yardage. Ball now rests at the Clay County 20, where it's third and about 13. 3:52 and ticking left in the fourth quarter of this one. Clay County up 38-6. Dogs going to open up 3-0 on the season. They were 9-0 last year before that Week 10 loss to Gordonsville in what turned out to be the region championship game. A lot of high expectations for this black and gold team this year, and we see why. Mark them with it, 3rd and 13, into the heart of the Cornersville defense, advances up to the 24, where he's going to be brought down. Pick up a 4 for Joseph. Should be 4th and 9. When they said it, Clay County's going to punt away. So Markham with his third punt attempt of the night. The first two have been marvelous.
So they counted the down, Daniel, on the penalty before?
Well,
they must have.
We had the arms run. I don't know. Maybe so, Thomas. That would be strange. Something you usually don't see happen. Well, it was a personal foul. See, yeah, they did.
They did.
Alec Kerr records the stop on the punt return. Yeah, it was tagged on to the end. Linda Nelson sends in a comment here on the Horizon Sports Network hotline, and I think she's right on this. Stone Lynn, the fourth generation of centers for Salina High School,
Clay
County High School. Of course, his dad, Todd Lynn, was my center in high school. He was in eighth grade when you was a senior, I guess. He snapped your little brother, John.
He did.
For years, and he snapped for me as well, my junior year. Todd, an outstanding center himself. And, we talk about maybe some of the, how some of the names and things have changed over the years. Of course, with this particular version of the Bulldogs,
right,
we've got a lot of those second, third generation players. But I think listener Linda Nelson's right, fourth generation of the Lins to play center. And I hope there's a fifth one coming not far behind.
Yeah, me too, Daniel. But there's been, a mainstay in the middle for the Lynn family.
Cornersville with the football, first and 15. They've got it at their own 45-yard line. They had a 5-yard penalty a moment ago, a false start, I believe. Two went out to either side, Woodard in the gun. No, that's actually Callahan, who is going to play quarterback, tackle for loss, Keaton Arms from his outside linebacker position. Ball carrier for Cornersville, that time number 32, Hunter Euland, a freshman, his first carry of the night. Definitely a few reserves I see out here for Cornersville, and now Clay County going to respond. Joseph Markham coming off for perhaps the last time tonight. Nate Adams coming off. So playing that far side corner, perhaps number 28, I'm going to have to pull out my Clay County roster.
I think that's probably Jennings on the far side and Allred on the near side here, Daniel.
Yeah, 24, that's right. Jennings is 24 and Allred the corners. Another run for Euland off right side.
Ooh. Nolan Adams coming up from a safety spot, Daniel. Could be a tackle for loss. Not sure. Can you see?
I'm going to watch the down marker across the way. I'm going to say they lost the yard. So tackle for loss for Nolan Adams. I guess he's been watching Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr from playback there.
I think so.
Third and about 17 for Cornersville.
See Maxfield and Austin Anderson coming off the field. They've played a heavy dose tonight in that interior at the linebacker spots, Daniel.
Nice play of the game coming right here. Euland with it, carries off right side, advances up to around the 50-yard line, and the horn blows. 38-6, the final score of this one. Clay County advances to 3-0 on this young 2022 season. Cornersville falls to 1-3. Folks, we've got a lot more to come here on the Horizon Sports Network. CarQuest postgame show is coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TBS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Measure live on the CarQuest postgame show. Clay County big winners tonight, 38-6 over a tough Cornersville team. Just a quality win to get the black and gold to 3-0 on this young season, guys.
Yeah, just great job by Clay County. And, you know, I think it was, we talked about them coming out and needing a good start, getting up on Cornersville, take them out of what they do. And I think Clay County did just exactly that. And they started by setting a tone on the defensive side. You know, Clay County forced a 3-and-out on Cornersville's first possession, and it just went from there. Clay County got the ball back 4 plays later. Markham was in the end zone from 25 yards out. Kerr added the 2-point conversion. It was 8-0. Another 3-and-out. Actually, it wasn't a 3-and-out. Cornersville did pick up a first down on their next drive, second drive of the game, but on a 4th-and-7, they forced an incompletion, and it ended in 7 plays. Clay County then responded to that drive with a 6-play, 71-yard drive Markham ran for 13. Arms broke free for a 44-yarder, and then Markham scored his second touchdown of the night from 3 yards out. And then Nate Adams added a two-point conversion, a rushing two-point conversion for Nate Adams there, and make it 16-0 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, Coach. And, you know, just a great start for Clay County right there.
Yeah, Thomas. I mean, they defensively, the same Clay County defense we've grown accustomed to seeing. You know, a little, if not for that one big play, it would have been a third shutout in
right.
a row for Clay County. So, offensively, well-oiled machine.
No
you
doubt.
Know, I mean, just not you know, no mistakes really, outside of just a few turnovers, or not turnovers, but penalties.
The only thing you could say maybe is here in that second quarter, Clay County kind of, you want to say bogged down a little bit, but I don't believe that. I think you saw how good this Cornersville team really is in that second quarter. They forced Clay County to punt, but this Clay County defense responded immediately and made them punt. And then Clay County, Markham broke a 45-yarder and kind of flipped this one. It was 24-0. And then, you know, the rest of the second quarter, you saw Clay County put on a long drive. They got it with about 4 minutes left in the half and drove down, had some penalties, had some negatives and things of that nature, and just couldn't stick the ball in the end zone right before the break, Coach, and ended up being 24-0 at the half. So, to me, Cornersville kind of showed what kind of team they were in that second quarter.
Yeah, I thought second quarter was the best quarter that they played, for sure. And
still couldn't move the ball.
You're right. They couldn't move the ball, and you know, they tried to play slow down from the beginning just to keep our offense off the field, which is a pretty smart game plan, you know, considering all the weapons we have. So, but you know, Cornersville's going to have a pretty good season. They're going to go back to West Tennessee, and they'll be around second, third round of the playoffs.
And I think Coach Lamb recognized that too and said, guys, yeah, it's 24-0, but they just proved Clay County is going to have to play. And I'm sure Coach Lamb put that in Clay County's ear at the break. Clay County came out and drove 58 yards, drove it down the throat, and Arms found Burchett for a 38-yard touchdown. Kerr got the two-pointer on the first drive of the second half, and it was 32-0 and invoked that running clock. I would say that it was a little wake-up call at halftime for Clay County.
It was. You saw them come out. They were so physical. Everybody was. You know, Coach Lamb's such a passionate guy. He's a down-and-dirty, getting-there-and-root-around football guy, and he's always going to have that message. He sets the tone for this team. That's the kind of guy he is, and that was his style of play right there. And, you know, we get that 32-0 clock. Yeah, that's when Franklin has his big 90-yard run. But I think maybe, I don't want to say, maybe we lost focus just a touch. 32-0.
Yes, 32-0 running clock when Franklin broke that 90-yarder. So it made it 32-6 with a little over a minute to go in the third quarter. And, again, I think that inspired Clay County just a little bit. You saw Arms throw a perfect ball to Kerr for 66-yard touchdown for your final score of 38-6. And, you know, again, I think it was about Clay County came out, saw this game as a challenge. You know, everybody been talking about Cornersville for the last decade or so. Well, you know, these Bulldogs are ready for somebody to talk about them.
No doubt. And it's happening. There's no doubt. Last year, 38-12 the final. This year, 38-6. We're going to play one promo. Come back in about 60 seconds. Give the Cornersville stats, Clay County stats, Budget Pest Control scoreboard update, and announce the TDS top performer.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up, the CarQuest Pro Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the final time tonight. I'm going to give you a lot of info, then wrap this thing up. I'm going to start off with these Clay County stats, Thomas.
Yeah, a whole lot of numbers again for Clay County here, especially on the offensive line, Daniel. Lacked 1 yard of reaching 400 tonight.
Wow.
They ran 41 plays for 399 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 two-point conversions. 146 passing yards for Keaton Arms on 5 of he went 4 for 13, and then we had Nate Adams threw one pass tonight for a two-point conversion. So 5 for 14, 146 through the air, and 2 touchdowns.
I guess technically Adams 1 of 2 because a second two-point attempt we misconnected on.
All right. Well, we'll fix that then. So 5 of 15, so that makes 42 plays, Daniel, as Adams went 1 for 2 on the two-point conversion. So, and a lot of that came from big plays in the passing game. Only 4 completions while running offense besides that two-point conversion Adams completed. Markham caught 1 for 13. Burchett 1 for 16. I'm sorry, Burchett caught 2 balls for 64 yards. One of those was a 38-yard touchdown. And then Kerr had the exclamation point, the 66-yard touchdown reception he had down the sideline there. Rushing yardage for Clay County, 253 yards on 28 carries, 3 touchdowns tonight. Again, we go back to Clay County getting tough against this Cornersville team. That's how you do it, Dan.
It is. You're going to give the numbers the minute. Keaton Arms a big part of that rushing attack tonight. Big part of it.
He was huge. He was actually the leading rusher tonight. 13 carries for 117 yards. Did not find the end zone, but we saw Keaton Arms break. He broke a 44-yarder. He broke a 28-yarder. We saw him get down the sidelines and get an open field.
Yeah, he looked great. Finally we're going to quit saying he looked healthy tonight. But this may be the last week we say that, but it's so great having him back after missing, 7-8 ball games last year. And, he looked good. Saw the power that we love watching.
We do. And then, Joseph Markham, another just fantastic night here tonight. He had 3 touchdowns on the ground, 10 carries for 96 yards. Best I know, that's almost 10 yards to carry, Daniel. And I don't know how many highlight plays he got called back.
Well, that's true. That was, you talk about yardage being a yard short of 400.
Yeah.
We had at least 100 more yards that we would have, if
at
not
least,
more holding penalties.
More.
You know.
Probably more, because they were all big plays on those penalties. Alec Kerr, 4 rushes tonight for 34 yards and the 2 two-point conversions. Nate Adams came in, ran 1 two-point conversion in for 3 yards on 1 carry. Nolan Adams had a 3-yard carry, and then Keaton Arms, we just talked about him. Defensively, a lot of numbers there right there, Daniel. Joseph Markham talked about his rushing, but, he plays great defense. He had 4 tackles, 1 for loss. Cardo McElroy, another great night for him, sticking his nose in there. He wasn't rushing the quarterback for a sack tonight. He was holding his ground and just playing greedy, dirty football. 4 tackles for him.
Yeah, a big night and a quick comment. Some of these other guys, Burchett, Kerr, Arms, Markham, Garrett, Hamilton, we've talked about them for a long time. They're kind of used to it. Ricardo getting his first pro as a starter,
He's so motivated.
This is new and fresh to him, and what better time to be a part of this. He's doing great.
He is. Parker Smith, the junior, he had 2 stops tonight. We called his name quite a bit on both sides of the ball. Alec Kerr, 4 tackles. John Hamilton had 4 tackles tonight and a tackle for loss. Hunter Kyle, 2 stops, coming at big times. Weston Bird will play great, the junior on the outside. He had 2 tackles. Jimmy Burchett with 2. 1, I'll never forget. He really liked it when he laid the lumber earlier. Keaton Arms, 2 stops, tackle for loss. Ben Maxfield had 2. Nolan Adams, 2, including 1 for loss. We talked about it late in the game. But your leader on that defensive tonight was the guy that set the tone, and that was the senior
Levi Garrett. He had 7 stops tonight, Daniel, and we might as well just roll right into that segment.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do the TDS top performer, because tonight it is Levi Garrett, and he did it. He earned it by doing what he does best, and you mentioned it, Thomas, setting the tone. I go back to the Copper Basin playoff game, which would have been his sophomore year, and same thing that night. Long road trip. We were out. Dalton Gold at the time did not have him on the defensive front. Was a little curious how we're going to play, who's going to fill the void. It was Levi Garrett. And he let everybody know it as soon as the first play was snapped on, thank tackle for loss to open the game. Same style performance tonight. He's a football player, and he showed it.
Yeah, he's the epitome of a linebacker. Not just a linebacker. I mean, he does it all, Daniel. He's a guard on the offensive line. He's a kicker for this team. He's just that leader. And I don't think he's a rah-rah guy, but he's one of those guys you look out of the corner of your eye over there and you see when Levi Garrett is focused and Levi Garrett is ready to walk out on this field and punish people, you want to keep an eye on him.
He's very similar to Keaton Arms in the fact that he don't necessarily do a lot of talking, but if he does say something, I'm sure that whole locker room listens.
Yeah.
Levi is just so tough, battled through a dislocated elbow last year, made a pretty quick return, quicker than a lot of folks could have. We saw him the other night coming out of the locker room at Clinton County, Kentucky, and kind of looked like Brian Bosworth from years ago, kind of had the hair going. He does some different stuff, and he just looks the part, and he plays the part. Started on the offensive line since he was a freshman,
mm-hmm.
4-year starter. Don't mention him as much because he's not a skilled player and don't carry the ball on offense, but he's paving the way for him on that side. We talked about the excellent interior protection this Bulldog team enjoys. He's a huge part of that. He's just great. I'm sure Coach Edwards usually chimes in on some of this. He's not on his headset set right now, and he can't add to it. But, Thomas, give us a final thought from you Levi Garrett.
Like I say, had 7 stops tonight to lead the team. But what impressed me the most is 5 of those came in the first half, and I think maybe all 5 came in the first 8 to 10 minutes. Again, he set the tone for this 38-6 blowout that Clay County just put on a good Cornersville team. Levi Garrett is our TDS top player tonight, and he's the reason why the Dogs played the way they did.
No doubt, 100%. First 2 offensive possessions for Cornersville, back-to-back 3 and outs. And like you said, about 5 of those 6 tackles, him. He is tonight's TDS top performer. And as always, that's brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards has been enjoying talking to one of his great former players, Tyreek Key, who is in town tonight. He's coming back to his headset now, and Tyreek going to give us our producer back, and he's going to run through a budget pest control scoreboard update. He may wish to give Cornersville stats prior to that. That's up to him.
Well, let's hear about Tyreek first.
You guys saw him there. He looks great. He's in for the weekend, and it's probably his last amount of time that he gets off before they really start in serious stuff. But he's really happy with his decision to be wearing the orange and white, and looking forward to getting the season started, in November.
As are we. We're ready to see it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for him and for everybody in this community that follows him. So looking forward to that. Cornersville stats, guys. 38 total plays, 143 total yards, 132 of those yards coming on 27 carries, 4 of 11 through the air for 11 yards.
90 of those yards coming on 1 carry.
Oh, 1 carry. Yeah, that's exactly right. Penalties, Cornersville 5 for 30, only 1 penalty on Cornersville in the second half. Clay County racked them up there once I called them out. 7 penalties for 80 yards. I think maybe 2 of those were personal foul penalties that, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, who knows. But, sometimes it goes against you that way. But game.
You could probably double that penalty yardage because most of them negated scores and negated long runs.
That is true. That's for sure. You want to jump into this scoreboard real quick. I don't have many finals here. White County over Cookeville, 40-27. That one's still in the fourth quarter.
Cookeville having a good show in there because White County's stout.
They are.
Top five team in 5A ball, I think. Leading rusher maybe in the nation with Malachi, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's definitely a leader for the Mr. Football Award in that division.
Yeah.
Malachi McDowell, maybe.
Something like that. York's up over Livingston, 43-17, late in the fourth quarter. That one could very well be over now. Stone and Monterey, 12-7. Stone in the fourth quarter. That was 7.
You're right about that, Coach. It's a pretty competitive game.
That was 7-6 last year was the final. Red Bull, they were up 21-7 at halftime. Got down 27-21, and now they're up 28-27.
Wow. So, barn burner up there in Cosby.
Going back and forth. A few finals. Gordonsville shuts out Eagle 34-0.
Beat that.
Smith County shuts out Westmoreland 13-0. And Fayetteville pulls away from Upperman 29-6, the final score in that.
Wow, how good is Fayetteville?
What about that? I mean, that's
you
knew,
though. You said they had some dogs, as you put it.
That's impressive.
Upperman, I will say this. Upperman, a highly touted team, but from what I hear, a highly undisciplined team as well. And you run into a tough opponent that can match you physically,
right.
And then when it comes down to attitude, execution, handling adversity, sometimes if you're not a disciplined team from the top down, that's when it shows.
Yeah, it snowballs.
I shouldn't have picked them.
Me neither.
I'm glad you did.
He's pulling away.
I think you both picked them. Just 2-2. It wasn't a great week for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs.
That they are. We appreciate them and all our sponsors. We also appreciate all you listeners, especially the ones who stayed live all the way up to this moment through the whole entirety of the CarQuest post-game show. Clay County back in action here at John Teeples Field this coming Thursday night, short week, 6-day turnaround. Coach Lamb will have the guys ready. We'll have our stuff ready. You be ready, too. Come on out if you can. Watch them in person. If you can't, we'll be here for you on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.